and machines, rotors, and drums for $99.88? You are the brake safety expert. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do care.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Al Franken. And you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
One death in Iraq.
Eight GIs face charges, and it's a capital murder case.
A lone controller in a plane's fatal move.
He turned his back to do other duties and didn't see it on the wrong runway.
Ernesto leaves Floridians unimpressed.
A Category 5 tropical inconvenience.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, the public spotlight is about to fall on allegations seven Marines and a Navy corpsman deliberately killed an Iraqi civilian this year. CBS News correspondent Jim Shenevy's here with a story.
The eight faced the military equivalent of a civilian grand jury in connection with the alleged murder of a man in the town of Hamdaniya 4 months ago. Five are accused of shooting Hashim Ibrahim Awad, and three others alleged complicity. And Nick, conviction could mean the death penalty. CBS News military consultant Mike Lyon.
They'll be charged with murder, which in the military has as a penalty of capital punishment. But it's not likely.
Lyon says in such a case, there's always extenuating circumstances. Nick?
Well, today, a new round of bloodshed across Iraq. There was anguish in Kirkuk and Hilla and Baghdad as a series of bombings left more than 50 people dead and scores more wounded. A report in the Washington Post says Shiite militiamen in growing numbers are targeting hospitals, pulling out wounded Sunnis and killing them. Was the airport in Lexington, Kentucky, fatally short-staffed Sunday morning when a Comair jet turned onto the wrong runway and crashed seconds later? The FAA says two controllers should have been in the tower, but NTSB investigator Debbie Herzman says only one was.
He had cleared the aircraft for takeoff, and he turned his back and performed administrative duties in the tower.
All but one of the 50 people on board were killed.
Their husbands, wives, fathers, mothers, sons and daughters, sisters, brothers died violently there Sunday. Today, relatives of the 49 people killed on Flight 5191 will visit the now quiet cornfield scarred with scattered debris, including the charred passenger cabin. They'll attend a memorial service afterward. They are being remembered.
Good afternoon, United Way. This is Shaw. Can you help?
Donations are pouring in to a special fund.
It could be things from rent assistance, funeral costs. It could be scholarships for kids.
United Way President Kathy Plowman says at a meeting today, it'll be decided how best to help these people who have lost so much. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Lexington, Kentucky.
Well, sound and some fury as tropical storm Ernesto comes ashore in South Florida. Live to CBS's Peter King in Orlando. Peter, not a major hit this time.
Not at all. The Keys are getting soaked, Nick, but the wind's been much less than expected. Monroe County Sheriff's spokesman Greg Artman says damage assessments are starting.
But from the reports I'm hearing from our deputies in the field, it looks like there was very little damage. We've got some ponding water. And that's really, really about it at this point. We'll know a lot more later this morning.
Winds are officially about 45. Recorded speeds much lower in Miami and Fort Lauderdale. With all the rain, flooding is the biggest concern as Ernesto slowly heads north. Live in Orlando, Peter King, CBS News.
In the Pacific, Hurricane John is roaring away. The Category 3 storm could strengthen to Category 4 as it threatens popular Mexican tourist resorts with strong winds and heavy rain. CBS's Adrian Bards in Mexico City.
Forecasters here say the hurricane will get dangerously near to Acapulco and dump enough rain to cause floods and mudslides in the hilly areas inland of the famous resort where so many poor people live in flimsy huts.
There was terror on the streets.
She was just zooming. It was like crazy.
One eyewitness to the hit-and-run spree that left one man dead and more than a dozen others injured in the East Bay near San Francisco.
He was hitting everybody. Anything got in his way, he ran it down.
Part of a rampage police say started more than an hour earlier. Omid Popal is in custody. A family member says Popal has been suffering nightmares and has been taking medication. Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez. Now an AM 760 local news update. Now comes the 2020 hindsight. Since Boulder County's DA decided not to prosecute the suspect in the JonBenet murder case, Mary Lacey says her voicemail was full of messages blasting her for bringing John Carr to Boulder in the first place.
Hindsight is 2020, and that, you know, after the game is over, it's easy to criticize what people have done and what decisions have been made.
The Olympics in Denver, well, some folks looking at that for 2018. The committee exploring the bid has contacted Vail. Here's your chance to get your name on the November ballot. Paul Noel Fiorino, running for governor as an unaffiliated candidate, says he's got a want ad out for a running mate.
No, it's unconventional, but we're not operating on a convention of party politics. We are working for the people of Colorado. We're looking for someone who would want to serve the Colorado citizens.
Fiorino, taking calls till 3 o'clock today, interviewing prospects. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk news update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning. Well, enjoy it while you can. Wide open on metro area freeways. No major delays or wrecks just yet. Also along I-25, you may still see some crews out on the shoulders through T-Rex, even though that project was officially complete. Unofficially, they'll be putting on the finishing touches for a few more days. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008. Now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
After 6, high today 89 under mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Back once again to push the boulder up the hill. How serious do we want to be this morning? I mean, do we really want to be serious this morning, or do we want to try, we want to do some things that are not so serious? You know, the difference between me, say, and Al Franken is when Al Franken was in here and he was doing his show, he left his show materials behind. Oh, Turk's laughing. You don't want me to tell this story on the air? You don't want me to say anything about this? Tell it? Or don't tell it? Go ahead. And I know people are going to call up or they're going to send me an email and go, well, you know what? He's better than you. Well, that's probably true. But he scripts out everything he does. He left a written script in here. Me, I fly by the seat of my pants, and you can tell that every morning, too, can't you? I've got one, like, really serious topic. But I've also got one that's kind of fun, but kind of serious. And usually, you know, we have, usually John Turk and I get together and we meet. And then we go over all the alternatives of all the stuff. And one of the problems with not having somebody else on the air here with me, not having a sidekick or not having a regular news guy or somebody here. Tim Lewis does a wonderful job, and so does Corey Lopez and everybody else who does the news at the top of the hour for us. But having somebody in here regularly is that there's so much going on, and you can't get, I just can't get it all in to 4 hours. Because it becomes distracting from the topic you're doing. For instance, if you look at the New York Times website this morning, Richard Armitage, a former Deputy Secretary of State, has acknowledged, you know, he looks like that cartoon character. Who's that cartoon character? Like the Thing or something? He's got that big bald head. He looks like a professional wrestler. But Armitage, who was the former Deputy Secretary of State, has acknowledged that he was the person whose conversation with a columnist, this is Bob Woodward, back in 2003, prompted a long, politically laden criminal investigation in what became known as the CIA leak case. This is according to a lawyer who's involved in the case, said yesterday, Mr. Armitage did not return calls for comment, but the lawyer and other associates of Mr. Armitage have said that he confirmed that he was the initial primary source of columnist Robert Novak, and also talked to Bob Woodward. That's speculation on Woodward, but he did confirm about Novak, whose column on July 14, 2003, identified Valerie Wilson as a Central Intelligence Agency officer. Now, Bob Woodward claims that he knew about it long before Novak ever printed it. The identification of Mr. Armitage as the original leaker to Mr. Novak ends what has been a tantalizing mystery. In recent months, however, Mr. Armitage's role has become clear to many, and it was recently reported by Newsweek magazine and also the Washington Post. So we know who leaked it, Richard Armitage, and I would look for Valerie Plame and Joseph Wilson to file a lawsuit against Armitage. There's also one, of course, outstanding against Louis Libby, Louis Libby, who is the chief of staff to Vice President Dick Cheney. And you know, there's one thing about this. I guess before we get into any topics, And I don't know who that guy was from the Springs who called him. He said, Jay, you talk too much. But you know what? I wanted to give this information to you, especially for those of you that are with me this early in the morning. News reporters keep saying this on the air. I keep hearing this on the air, and it isn't the case. They keep saying about that Libby is in trouble for and was indicted for revealing Valerie Plame's name, and that's not the case. Libby is in trouble for lying to a grand jury. That's what Libby's in trouble for. He's in trouble for that, and I can't think of what the other charge is. I think it's something about... I can't remember what the other charge is, but it's essentially lying to a grand jury, which is what Scooter Libby's in trouble for, not for leaking Valerie Plame's name. And what I hear some news reporters saying in the mainstream media is, well, you know, now that Armitage has come forward and he's admitted that he did it, Louis Libby should be able to get off the hook. No, because Louis Libby's in trouble for something else. So Louis Libby's got to go to trial. Valerie Plame and Joseph Wilson are suing Libby and Vice President Dick Cheney and now talking about suing Armitage. Also, somebody sent me an email yesterday. This is kind of an interesting thing. Did anybody see Brian Williams' interview with George W. Bush, with President Bush yesterday? Have you seen any parts of that where Bush is talking about his role and, you know, the federal government's role about helping in New Orleans and with Katrina and all of that? Meanwhile, while he's telling Brian Williams this, he and Brian Williams are standing as a backdrop to this interview. They're standing in front of a house because somebody sent me an email about this, and then I noticed it this morning and watching parts of the interview back again. They're standing in front of a house, and the house is built by Habitat for Humanity. It has nothing to do with the federal government. So, anyway, I wanted to inject those things in there. Anyway, to get back to the topic business here, I've got one really serious topic, and I've got one other one that's serious but not so serious. But I think what we'll do is the one that's serious and that is the local topic. I think I've decided for myself that this is what we're going to do. And this has to do with the city of Aurora, and I'll tell you about it coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's good to have you along this early in the morning. By the way, coming up, we're going to talk to Democratic strategist Kristen Powers. That's at 7 o'clock. She's the one who got on Hannity and Combs and was sitting in for Alan Combs and kicked Ann Coulter's rear end. And we'll talk to her about that. She's become like an overnight superstar for having pulled this off. Also, we're going to talk to Lisa Graves of the American Civil Liberties Union. We'll talk to her about the NSA spying situation, about Anna Taylor Diggs, and also about the Bong Hits for Jesus case. And Jay Fawcett, who's running for Congress down in Colorado Springs, will get on, and he'll talk about the fact that mainstream Republicans there don't like Dave Lamborn, don't like Doug Lamborn, and try to draft Joel Heffley to run as a write-in. So we'll talk about that, plus we'll take plenty.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLE Homes Colorado.com.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
The crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
I am Otto, Northwest Parkway's new spooksowl. Many auditioned, but they chose me because I'm wise. My wise tip today is save time by driving the Northwest Parkway. Go to flywithauto.com for more wise tips.
Across America, cops are cracking down like never before. If you drive drunk, you'll get caught and you'll be arrested. So don't take any chances. If you're drunk, do not get behind the wheel. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
You'll never miss another minute of the J. Marvin Show. That's because every hour is now on AM760.net.
Well, what did I tell you about the show being cursed? See that? We had a different traffic reporter. See, anybody gets near the show gets deported, sent to another division. 21 minutes after 6 here at AM760, Progressive Talk. All right. I have this about a mile or two from my house, and I've noticed it in other cities I've lived in. The city of Aurora is considering restricting how employers hire day laborers on city streets, a process officials say is dangerous and sometimes takes advantage of the workers. Now, there's two different versions of this story that's in the news. First is the Denver Post story. Councilwoman Deborah Wallace is proposing a measure to prohibit vehicle solicitation by employers on certain streets, and it would also require employers to tell their workers in advance the wages they'll be earning and how they'll be transported to the hospital if they are injured on the job. Now, that particular part of the story is not in the Rocky Mountain News story this morning. Employers who violate the law would face up to a $1,000 fine. It's a safety issue, Wallace said, that we can get it under control, hopefully. A city council committee decided yesterday to study the matter before it gets to the full council. The area under scrutiny is, and I've never been by here, so you have to tell me about it, if you live in this area or if you go by this area, is on Dayton Street just off East Colfax. I mean, I'm pretty familiar with the facts, but and I've been up in that area before, but I have not looked at what's going on around Dayton Street. There are numerous businesses, narrow streets, and blind corners that make maneuvering in and out of it tricky. Early Tuesday, about three dozen workers, mostly Latinos, and some undocumented, gathered on Dayton as pickups, pulled up looking for workers. And I've seen this in other cities, and I've also seen it. This also happens not far from my house. Now, what happens not far from my house is the same thing that apparently is happening in Aurora with some of these workers who are standing around waiting for jobs. If they don't get picked up, what ends up happening is a lot of times they just hang around. They just hang out. And it becomes a gathering point. And the first time I remember this story coming to national prominence was in Herndon, Virginia, I believe, where the city there tried to pass an ordinance forbidding people to assemble on the street corners to look for employment. Now, I guess what I'm going to ask you here is, do you think this is a reasonable law? Do you think it's a reasonable law? Or do you think that it's a way for Aurora to try to break these people up from loitering around on the streets and basically to declare war on people who are looking for, you know, for basically declare war on day laborers. A lot of immigrant groups, including Rights for All People, said that the better thing to do would be to find a new location for these people to go to rather than enacting new laws. And Lisa Duran, who is the director of Rights for All People, is quoted in the Denver Post story as saying, "I think it's critical to respect human rights of every person, including undocumented immigrants. She said, "We don't want to have to criminalize mothers and fathers who want to feed their families." And Aurora is not alone in its struggle over what to do with day laborers. Denver pays about $150,000 annually for a downtown building with ample parking where employers and employees can meet each day. Although, you know what? They do it, as I said, a mile from my house, so not far from my neighborhood. But Denver, Lakewood, Colorado Springs, Pueblo, and Fort Collins do not have ordinances on the books regulating day laborers or their employers. Aurora Assistant City Attorney David Lathers said yesterday, "The problem is mainly confined to the Dayton-Colfax site, an area that Wallace represents. The employers and workers are creating quite a traffic hazard." Lathers said he has heard stories of immigrants being taken advantage of, he said. He said, however, most employer-employee issues are regulated by the state and federal governments. But the city realizes it needs a safer and better place. All right. Is this the business of the state and federal government, or should the city of Aurora be involved in this? Do you think this is a fair law, or are they declaring war on day laborers? You know, on one hand, I think that the idea of making employers who pick day laborers up disclose, one, how much they're going to pay, which, you know, I assume that they would do that naturally in the transaction. And I've never hired a day laborer, so I don't know. But I would assume that they would do this naturally in the transaction, that they would say, "Hey, I got a job doing so-and-so, and here's what it pays. Are you interested?" That's point one. Then point two, about if they're injured on the job, you got to tell them how they're going to get to the hospital. I don't find any problem with that at all. I think Deborah Wallace has got an excellent idea there. The question is it the city's responsibility to do this, or is it the state and federal responsibility? And then, finally, what do you do with these day laborers? And particularly if you live in Aurora, and if you have a business, or if you live in Aurora and you've been around Dayton Street, just off East Colfax, where they congregate, I mean, how big of a problem is this? Many of them are illegals. So, does that mean that, for instance, the First Amendment and your right to congregate doesn't apply because you're illegal? Or does that mean that your right to congregate and your right to assemble applies to everybody, regardless of whether they're legal or not? And I've always had problems, and I'll bring this up to Lisa Graves at 8 o'clock. I've always had problems with loitering laws. I have always had problems with loitering laws. Now, I realize that if you have a mass amount of people who loiter, it makes for an unsafe situation. There's no question about that. But on the other hand, don't we have a right to peacefully assemble? And do the police have a right, do city authorities have a right to come by and say, "Well, you can't stand there," and move on? And if you're an undocumented worker and you're not legal, does the First Amendment to the Constitution and the right to assemble, does it apply to you? Or do you have to be an American citizen for it to apply? You know what? I don't know the answer to this because I don't know if it's ever been taken to court. Now, I know that numerous panhandling cases and I know numerous loitering cases have been taken to court. Some of the laws have been declared unconstitutional. Some of them have been upheld. So this is kind of what we're talking about here. And more cities are starting to get involved in this issue. Now, there's a city in Michigan, I believe. It was a story out a couple of months ago about a city in Michigan where what they were basically doing was telling people, if you're an undocumented worker, if you're an illegal immigrant, either get out of town or face arrest. Which is not, you know, not what Aurora is doing, but there is this feeling. There is this feeling in this country And there's this feeling on the part of city officials that they need to go after undocumenteds and that they want them to move, they want them to leave, they don't want them in their city. And that's not what I'm saying Aurora is doing here. And Councilwoman Molly Market said there may not be a need for the new regulations. She's asked the city of Aurora to look for another area where employers can go to seek out workers. And if they can't find one, then the police could just monitor the area, she said. And I would love to hear from somebody this morning who hires day laborers. I mean, if that's what you do, I'd love to hear from you because I've never done it. So I'd like to know what that's about. And if you've ever hired a day laborer and been by these areas, whether it's in Denver, whether it's in Colorado Springs, wherever it is, whatever city you live in, or it's Aurora. Three lines open at 303-713-7600, and we'll take your calls coming up here. Is Aurora right to get involved in this? Do they have a right to do this? And all of the aspects, you know, that I've asked here about, and some of these people are illegal immigrants, some of them are not. All right, we'll take your calls coming up here. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600, 630 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina, are you there?
I'm here.
Gee, I thought the curse got you, and you got taken away.
I'll accept full responsibility. I had to step away just to powder my nose for a second. And
oh, who are you?
So Todd took over for me. I'm so sorry.
Oh, who are you, Mary Lacey? You expect full take full responsibility. All right, let's kick off the rush hour. How's it look?
Well, we have a lot more headlights now along eastbound 270 through Commerce City, southbound I-25 out of Thornton North Glen. Usual snag there at the Thornton Parkway down to 84th. Your commute to downtown will be in good shape. You just have a lot of company, 38th at Spear and 225 picking up now through Aurora.
In the universe of guitar players, everywhere you go, his footprints are already there. Jeff Beck, stomping on new ground. The fierce guitar of Jeff Beck, live. September 21st at the Lecture Hall at the Colorado Convention Center. Jeff Beck.
Y'all hear what Mama said.
Technical mastery. Legendary performances. Jeff Beck, September 21st, Lecture Hall at the Colorado Convention Center. For all the news, check out jeffbeck.com. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at all Ticketmaster outlets, 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Jeff Beck, part of the Coors Light Live concert series produced by House of Blues Concerts.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
DVD, The 3 Secrets to Making Money in the Stock Market. And with your DVD, I'll also include a free 30-day trial to my Stock Investor website. Together, this is a $139 value, but for a limited time, you can get both for free. Unlike other free offers, my 64-minute DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step-by-step how to make money trading stocks using my Stock Investor website. To get your free DVD and free 30-day trial to my Stock Investor website, call 1-800-366-4183. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-366-4183. That's 1-800-366-4183.
You'll never miss another minute of the Jay Marvin Show. That's because every hour is now on AM760.net.
That's absolutely correct. 6:34 at 34 minutes past 6. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. High today, 89. Okay, we're talking about the day labor situation in Aurora. The city is considering restricting how employers hire day laborers on city streets. And one of the things that they want to do is they want to require employers to tell workers in advance the wages they'll be earning and how they'll be transported to the hospital if they are injured on the job. And employers who violate that law would face a $1,000 fine. And there's so many questions here about the right to assemble, about how they're going to enforce the law. Let's go to the phones, though, and we'll go to Mark in Denver. Mark, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing today?
Okay, and I want to point out that you're on the much talked about line one, and you made it through. So that obviously indicates you're going to have a great day.
I hope so. Jay, I know you're a politically correct guy, but let's call them what they are. They're illegals. That's like calling them undocumented workers, like calling a child molester a child enthusiast.
Well, I don't know that I'm that politically correct. I don't think that they're, you can equate child molesters. I think some of them are undocumented or illegal workers, whichever term you choose. Some of them are not. So we need to be clear about that.
Yeah, but when you're saying undocumented workers, but that's the minor point. I think they absolutely have the right to make these laws. I lived in Virginia and been through Herndon, and there'd be so many people standing on the sides of there was a 7-Eleven in particular, that I wouldn't feel safe sending my girlfriend to go in there.
Yeah, that's where it's going on, is the 7-Eleven in Herndon. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and then I also grew up in L.A., and I've seen it. Yeah, there was a road called Inglewood Boulevard. And
right.
It was ridiculous. I wouldn't feel safe sending a woman down these roads. And I'm not saying that these people are criminal in that aspect, but even if it was a group of American citizens, I don't necessarily know that I'd feel safe whether standing there.
All right, let me ask you this important question, because I think this is important. Whether you're illegal or not illegal, and not all day laborers are undocumented or illegal, okay? But
you're correct.
Under the First Amendment of the Constitution, do we have the right to peacefully assemble, or do we not? And if we do, does it apply to illegal and legal, or do we just abrogate the whole thing and say, well, and I realize totally that I understand the concerns you're voicing, but when you live in a society with civil liberties, you got to pay certain prices. So I guess what I'm asking you is does it apply or does it not?
Okay, I think that there's a difference between loitering and assembling. I think when you're talking about assembling, you're talking about, like they would assemble for the civil rights movement. Standing on a street corner waiting for somebody to come give you a job is loitering. There's a huge difference.
Well, but the Constitution doesn't make any distinction on that. It doesn't say one way or the other. So you could take assemble and use it as a broad term. It doesn't narrow it down. I mean, that would be your interpretation of it.
Well, you look at the not necessarily the language of the law, but the intention of the law. And I think that's where you get the difference. And as far as that, this is their only way to do it. I used to do day labor, and I would work for a company, and they would send me out on day labor jobs. So
right.
I have to stand there and do it.
Yeah, I've done that too. But I did that in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
And it's not fun work, let me tell you.
No, it isn't. But once again, we get into this whole thing. Okay, so all right, so here's where you and I would agree. And here's where we would disagree. We would agree, and I would agree with you, that it brings up safety concerns. Not only traffic problems, but also, you're right, it would be scary to some people. But then where I think you and I disagree is, I think you're engaging in a narrow interpretation of the First Amendment, and I've said this on the air a gazillion times, and I'll say it to you. I don't think that, you know, civil liberties can be uncomfortable and they can be painful.
Yep.
And it's one of the things we have to live with, and you can't always, like, abrogate them, you know, in order to achieve comfort and security. But okay. here's one last thing I want to ask you. And then you can I'll give you all the time you want to answer. Does the in your opinion, if you accept my feelings about the First Amendment, does it apply to people who are illegal as well as legal, or does it apply only to legal American citizens?
That's a tough one, Jay. I'm not really sure, but off the top of my head, I would probably say that it only applies to American citizens. That's off the top of my head. I would have to sit down and really think about it.
Okay, fair enough. What else did you want to say?
Well, I was just going to say real quick, you know, you have the right to assemble, but when your rights are preventing a business owner from making the living they need to make because you're assembling in front of their business and they're doing nothing wrong, you're infringing on their right to make a living, too.
Yeah,
and if people are afraid to come into your business.
Yeah, you're right about that, and particularly if you're standing on private property. You know what? I would grant you that. I would totally and completely grant you that argument.
All right, Jay. You have a good day, man.
Hey, Mark, have a good day, man.
All right, bye.
Thanks. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Robert in Loveland. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I guess the one thing I would say is that I do think that the rights, civil liberties rights, do apply to illegals in certain situations, okay, of that, like for a day labor type situation, it pretty much has to apply because if it doesn't, you're placing the responsibility of carrying out the law of legal or illegality in regard to immigration upon the private individual. Okay, day labor situations, I've used day labor as a private citizen to get people to help me load up a moving truck when I moved. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I just drove to the place where people congregated and I handled the pay negotiation up front. You know, this is what I will pay you to help me do this today. And I suppose that I didn't really think about, you know, well, what would happen if one of these guys got hurt or whatnot. I'm pretty much assuming that would be handled under my homeowner's situation, but maybe it wouldn't be. Okay, but I do know that the day labor situation goes way, way back. I know my grandfather telling me that during the Depression that he would pay countless numbers of people to work on the farm and whatnot by just giving them a meal. You know,
well, I think there's a couple of things to assume here. First of all, you sound to me like a right-headed guy. So if you hired somebody and they got injured,
right.
It seems to me, I mean, you'd load them in the car and drive them to the hospital.
Exactly.
So it's not like you'd go, well, you're injured, get out, suffer. I mean, you wouldn't do that. That's number
right.
one. You know, on that part. And number two, your statement about day laborers going back. Yeah, that day labor situation has been around for a gazillion years in this country.
Right. You know, and I mean, it is the type of a situation where both sides of the equation benefit from the equation as long as neither side is trying to take advantage of it. You know what I mean? Which there's
right.
always the possibility of that in any business arrangement. But for the most part, I don't think that happens too much. But I can see that there's probably people out there that try to abuse it. You know, that there are employers that load up a bunch of people in the back of their truck. They get them out to a somewhat of a secluded job site, and it's like, oh, and by the way, I'm only paying you $3 today. I don't know. That situation can possibly exist. But I also don't think you want to place the burden of enforcing illegality or legality of immigration upon private individuals necessarily or small companies necessarily, although it's like I do agree with the whole side of that employers ought to be punished, you know, if they're hiring illegals. So I don't know exactly. I'm kind of like you. I don't know exactly what the answer is to this situation. I do know that it's a situation that we wouldn't be in if the government had handled the immigration issue like they should be from the very onset.
Well, okay? All right, I agree with that part. But you know something that I think? I'm going to tell you something.
Okay.
I think that this day laborer situation will always exist, and whether it's illegals or undocumenteds, whatever you want to call them, if it's not them, it'll be somebody who will be out there looking for a job.
Exactly.
And you got to ask yourself a couple of things. You got to ask yourself, first of all, about the First Amendment and the right to assemble. Second of all, here's something more practical. How are you going to enforce the law? Like, in other words, who's going to do this? So are the police going to come by and they're going to say, well, Robert, we just saw you have this guy climb into your car or the back of your truck. All right, you know, show us some ID and tell us what went on between the two of you. And did you discuss how much you were going to pay up front? And did you tell this guy what was going to happen if he got injured? And what are you going to say? You're going to say, no, I didn't tell him, so I'm in violation of the law. Here, I'll pay $1,000. And what do you do if you get somebody, for instance, who's illegal? They're not going to want to talk to the police anyway. And what? In other words, I don't. You know, I have questions about how the hell this whole thing would work.
Right. Right. And I think one of the smart things about you bringing up this issue is it's one of those things that shows people all the things they need to think about in regards to illegal immigration. Okay, that sometimes you can look at an issue like illegal immigration, and I'll admit, when the illegals were congregating in Denver to protest the fact that Congress and the Senate were trying to pass new illegal immigration laws, that those people assembled, and I was like, I'm not sure that they should have the right to assemble like that.
Yeah, they should. I'm concretely in belief that they, and they may do it again soon here.
Right.
I believe that they do have the right to do it. It doesn't necessarily mean that I agree with them, and I agree with you that we have a problem. Here's the big thing why I don't discuss illegal immigration a lot and why I stay away from it very quickly, because the last time that this was a big issue and the last time this issue was sweeping the country, it is very hard to separate the wheat from the chaff, and it's very hard to separate those people who honestly believe that the law is the law, and what is legal, and what is illegal, and those people who operate simply because they don't particularly like immigrants, and they don't particularly care for them, whether they're legal or illegal. Robert, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
All right, no problem.
All right, have a good day.
All right.
A couple of lines open, 303-713-7600. Day laborers in Aurora. What are we going to do about them? The city is considering restricting how employers can hire day laborers on cities and streets. And they want to clear up the problem, particularly in the Dayton Street, just off East Colfax area. 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up. 647 AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Still a nice drive. No wrecks, at least, on the roadways, but we're getting busy along I-25, southbound lanes, 104th to 84th, and again, Park Avenue to Spear as you make your way into downtown. Eastbound 6th Avenue, still up to speed until you get to I-25. Watch out for some slowing there on the approach. Wide open right now on the Boulder Turnpike into the metro. Weather today, mostly sunny and warmer with a foothill storm and a high of 89. Currently, it's 60 degrees. I'm Tina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Find out how you can get a free iPod Nano for banking with Key. Now that's music to your ears from Key Bank.
Someday you're going to get the answer to the question, where does all my money go? Well, today, a Wells Fargo checking account with My Spending Report can help. You see, My Spending Report is an online financial organizer. It's free and you can only get it from Wells Fargo. Why wait for someday to get your finances organized? Call, click, or stop by and open a Wells Fargo checking account with free My Spending Report today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-344-9121. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Musgrave played cut and run with veterans benefits after all veterans have done for our country. All because Marilyn Musgrave caved in to Tom DeLay and the powerful politicians in Washington. Marilyn Musgrave. Cut and run. Hit and run.
Honey, I think I need a new look.
So, what, like a new haircut or something?
I meant the color of the living room.
I knew that.
It's the Labor Day sale at Sherwin-Williams. This Thursday through Monday, save 25% on our high-quality paints and stains, 15% on Duration Premium coatings, and an extra 25% on Waverly Wallpaper books, too. Hurry, sale ends Monday, September 4th.
Ask Sherwin-Williams.
For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
You've got to check this out. The amazing Serta mattress event is going on right now at Sam's Club. Prices are even lower than usual on all Serta mattresses and only at Sam's Club. See details in Thursday's newspaper or go to samsclub.com. Did I mention it's amazing? Try a Serta mattress with a test rest demonstration Friday through Monday only at Sam's Club.
You'll never miss another minute of the Jay Marvin Show. That's because every hour is now on AM760.net.
We must be stuck on that one promo that just keeps running every break. The sun's in the way of the clock. I can't see the clock. Oh, it's 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock here. High today, 89. We're talking about Aurora and day laborers. The city is considering restricting how employers hire day laborers on city streets. Coming up after 7 o'clock, Kristen Powers, who kicked Ann Coulter's butt. And we'll talk to her about that experience. And it happened on Fox News, too, by the way. But let's go back to the phones. Bob in Denver. Is Bob there? Bob, you're on. Go. Bob.
Yeah.
It's your turn.
Are you there?
No, I'm up on East Colfax in Dayton. Of course I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I used to work for the Employment Service in the Colorado Department of Labor, and we used to run day labor operations down at the Nargo Market for many years. In fact, one of my supervisors used to run it, and they did it for 10 or 20 years. And the thing of it was, when the Employment Service was still intact before the Republicans dismantled it, we used to run those kind of operations all over the city, and we used to even run a migrant seasonal farm worker program up in the Brighton area and up in all the agricultural areas. So we pretty much controlled that action, and we made sure these people weren't taken advantage of. And I don't think we really were, as far as some of the outlying operations in later years, really were concerned about all the documentation as far as whether you were illegal or not, you know. But the thing of it was, we did that service so that we wouldn't have the kind of thing going on that's going on in Aurora, because it is dangerous, and these guys get into fist fights, and these guys get into problems.
And they drink.
And they drink. And the thing is, we had specific policies in Boulder jobs at the Boulder homeless shelter, and I ran a lottery every day, and I ran it very strictly, and I made sure the guys were treated fairly and the guys were sent out in the proper way, because without that, you have these problems.
All right, so is the city of Aurora's idea workable, in your opinion, or is it unworkable? And also,
well, the thing is, like you said, they're going to have that kind of thing going on. And I don't know how, under today's circumstances, you find a way to set up a site and set up an area where they can actually run it in a way where somebody's there to control it. But I said Department of Labor and the Employment Service used to control that throughout the city many years ago, and we didn't have the problems we had. Unfortunately, we no longer exist.
Yeah, you're right. And I see the way I see the thing set up is I don't know how the hell they're going to enforce it. I don't know, you know, if the city should be involved in it, if it should be a state or federal thing. And then I also have the thing about the First Amendment and about the right to assemble. And does it only cover people who are legally here? Does it cover illegals? I mean, what decision? And as I said, I'll ask more about this from Lisa Graves coming up at 8 o'clock. Bob, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Scott in Denver. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Thanks. You there?
I sure am.
Okay, awesome. You know, a couple of callers ago, you asked him if the Constitution, I don't know how you said it, if the law applies to people even if they're illegal immigrants.
Does the First Amendment apply to you even if you're an illegal immigrant?
My personal opinion is our laws and our Constitution should apply equally to everybody or it means nothing. Just like what Bush is doing, you know, let's do an end run around the Constitution because it's inconvenient to do wiretapping without following FISA courts or whatever. I think it means nothing if we don't apply it to everybody. If they're illegal, then the law they're breaking is they're here illegally. We need to arrest them and hold them accountable, whatever the current consequences are. If we don't like the law, then let's go change it. But I believe we do a disservice to our Constitution if we don't apply it equally to everybody.
Yeah, see, I would have a tendency to have the same agreement. I would agree with you 100% that you've got to apply it to everybody. But, boy, it is so easy to say, no, it doesn't apply. And it's so easy to say, well, inconvenience, we'll just negate it. And I find it surprising the amount of people who go for this argument, don't you?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either, really. I mean, it's like the guy from a couple of weeks ago who called here, who was the conservative who called here, and I sat here and passionately went back and forth with him about, you know, raising the same point that you just raised. Okay, you don't like the FISA court law, then go to Congress and change it. If you don't like the Fourth Amendment, hold a constitutional convention and change the Fourth Amendment. But if you break the law, you break the law, and this administration has broken the law. Now, why can't you see that? And I couldn't get these two guys who had called that morning, I couldn't get them to see it at all. I just couldn't get them to see it.
It's not that hard to see it, clearly. They just don't want to.
I guess that must be it. Scott, thanks, man.
Thanks, Jake.
Okay. Let's go to Michael in Denver, who used to live in that area. Michael, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, to answer your original question, it is dangerous. Those sidewalks are narrow, for one thing. There's a bus stop there, a post office there. There's a bunch of pawn shops there and some businesses right on that corner there, okay? And the part about who would enforce those laws if they make them, that is going to be, you know, that's just something. I think the whole idea with that is to encourage them not to be there. Now, there's a King Soopers at Havana and Colfax, and if they move their operation to that parking lot, then there'd be room for everybody to move around and see what was happening. But I think the real problem is there's a Ready Man just about three or four blocks west of that corner. And I think they started complaining about the fact that these guys are undercutting their business.
So that's what it is. You think it has to do with economics?
Oh, it's Jay, follow the money every time. What up?
Yeah,
every time.
You follow the money. You got a point. Okay, before I run out of time here,
okay.
Do you believe that the First Amendment of the Constitution applies to everybody or just to illegal United States citizens?
As long as you're in this country, then it applies to you. And I agree with the last caller. You know, if they're here and they're illegally here and they've broken the law, arrest them, hold them accountable for the law they broke, ship them out of the country, whatever you're going to do with them. But if they're here, hey, it's like water, Jay. We got water here. We got water with sugar and water with that. When we strain it, what do we got?
Water.
Thank you.
Yep, you got it, Michael.
Have a great day, man.
You know what? You just made my day. I'll see you later.
Okay.
All right. He's right. Maybe there's economic. You know, maybe it's economics. But I also know that, as earlier callers said, you know, these areas can be extremely unsafe, and they can also be extremely intimidating. But then you got to ask yourself, okay, do you sacrifice civil liberties for that? And also, I would ask Councilwoman Deborah Wallace, I would say to her, hey, how are you going to enforce this? I mean, if you're on the Aurora Police Department, do you really want to have to deal with this question? All right, Kristen Powers is coming up next. We'll talk to her about kicking Ann Coulter's butt in unfriendly territory on Fox. And then, have you heard about this case? Have you heard about the Bong Hits for Jesus case? We'll talk about that coming up, too. Don't go anywhere. We're glad you're here.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs the service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Rupp, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-890-2216.
This works. Call the number.
800-890-2216. 800-890-2216.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Andy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. It's the latest what-if in the Comair jet crash that killed 49 people. Only one traffic controller was on duty when the plane tried to take off from a too-short runway in Lexington, Kentucky. Two controllers should have been on the job. CBS News aviation correspondent Bob Orr.
This accident in many ways is kind of classic in that it has resulted from a number of things going wrong all at the same time. If the pilots had not turned on the wrong runway, you don't have an accident. If the air traffic controller had not turned his back at exactly the wrong moment, maybe he would have seen something that would have stopped the accident. If the runway that they did use had been 500 feet longer, maybe there wouldn't have been an accident.
In the San Francisco Bay Area, a man who reportedly had nightmares that someone was out to kill him turned his SUV into a deadly weapon.
I just jumped out of the way. I got behind the pole because I knew he was coming for us. He was coming to hit us on the sidewalk.
Police say that driver mowed down 15 people, killing one, injuring the others, before they pinned him in near San Francisco's Presidio. For today, at least, the sunshine state is the raindrop state. But things could have been a lot worse. Live to CBS's Peter King.
Frank, it sounds worse than it actually is.
This didn't seem as bad as other storms. Last year we had much more intense storms, and this one seemed to be, since there's still just a tropical storm, I didn't think it would be that bad.
And the center is over southwest Florida, moving slowly north. Winds down to 40, recorded speeds less in many areas. Shows the forecast rainfall now down to 3 to 6 instead of 5 to 10 inches. But tropical warnings are still up for Florida. Hurricane watch is up from Georgia to North Carolina. Frank?
In Iraq. The grief stretches from one end of the country to the other. CBS's Mark Strassman tells us the latest bombings have taken more than 50 lives, the worst single attack in Baghdad.
Baghdad's oldest and largest outdoor market was crowded with shoppers and merchants today when a bomb suddenly exploded, and people who had been buying everything from cereal to satellite dishes were suddenly screaming in terror. At least two dozen people were killed, scores more hurt.
Here at home, a hearing begins today at Camp Pendleton, California, for seven Marines and a sailor accused in the murder of an Iraqi civilian earlier this year. Dead men tell no tales, but old cell phones could. Live to CBS's Jim Shinnevy. Jim, what should we know before dumping an old phone?
You'll want to find out how to reset it, Frank, and experts say it can be difficult. What we're talking about here is the information kept on the phone. Not just your contacts, but numbers you've called and who have called you. Also, text messages. Not necessarily erased when you think they are. What do experts recommend? Well, the best way to make sure your cell phone won't give up information is to smash it into smithereens.
The government says the economy grew at a 2.9% annual rate in the second quarter, up from the previous estimate of 2.5%. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up a point. This is CBS News.
CompUSA email bag.
Wendy emails, Dear Comp USA, got any plans for Labor Day? Big plans, Wendy, starting with this Friday's Midnight Madness. Tons of amazing deals from 6 p.m. to midnight, like a compact laptop with Turion 64 processor, 512 megs of memory, 80 gig hard drive, and ATI graphics card for under $600 after rebates. That's $180 off. Come enjoy all the savings this Friday till midnight at Comp USA. We got it, we get it. See store for details.
You've got to check this out. The amazing Serta mattress event is going on right now at Sam's Club. Prices are even lower than usual on all Serta mattresses and only at Sam's Club. See details in Thursday's newspaper or go to samsclub.com. Did I mention it's amazing? Try a Serta mattress with a test rest demonstration Friday through Monday only at Sam's Club.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez. Now an AM 760 local news update. Now comes the 2020 hindsight. Since Boulder County's DA decided not to prosecute the suspect in the JonBenet murder case, Mary Lacey says her voicemail was full of messages blasting her for bringing John Carr to Boulder in the first place.
Hindsight is 2020, and that, you know, after the game is over, it's easy to criticize what people have done and what decisions have been made.
The Olympics in Denver, well, some folks looking at that for 2018. The committee exploring the bid has contacted Vail. Here's your chance to get your name on the November ballot. Paul Noel Fiorino, running for governor as an unaffiliated candidate, says he's got a want-ad out for a running mate.
I know it's unconventional, but we're not operating on a convention of party politics. We are working for the people of Colorado. We're looking for someone who would want to serve the Colorado citizens.
Fiorino, taking calls till 3 o'clock today, interviewing prospects. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk news update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Your Highlands Ranch Drive starting to drag now. C-470 eastbound lanes, University to Broadway, where you're catching some of that sun glare. Same drill eastbound 6th Avenue at Sheridan. You're hampered for the long stretch out of North Glen into downtown southbound 25. And peaceful for your crews out of Boulder now on Highway 36 with some buildup at Federal. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today mostly sunny and warmer with a foothill storm and a high of 89. Right now it's 62 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Michelin tires can help save you gas. Michelin Energy MX V4 Plus tires can save you more money at the pump than the leading competitor. To find a Michelin dealer near you, visit MichelinMan.com. That's MichelinMan.com.
Yeah, my wife's pregnant, so since she's driving more carefully now, maybe we could get a discount on our rate, huh?
That's a real question that was put to the licensed insurance experts at Progressive Direct. When you call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, we'll answer your questions and help you find the policy that best fits you. So whether your question's unique or typical...
Will I get a discount if I insure both my cars with you?
In fact, she will. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong.
It's sunnable 6 minutes after 7. High today, 89. Mostly sunny skies. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Well, she debated Ann Coulter, kicked Ann Coulter's butt last week while guest hosting for Alan Combs on Fox News' Hannity and Combs. Kirsten Powers is a prominent American columnist, blogger, and political commentator who frequently appears on the O'Reilly Factor. She should get a medal for that. Powers served in the Clinton administration as a deputy assistant U.S. trade representative for public affairs and was the vice president for international communications at America Online. Later, she was a vice president at AOL Time Warner Foundation. Currently based in New York City, Powers is a contributor for Change the Party, a group created to give a forum to new voices on the progressive side of American politics and in the Democratic Party. And you can check that website out by going to changetheparty.com. And let's welcome to the program Kirsten Powers. And Kirsten, good morning and welcome.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
All right. First, what we want to do is we want to play a little audio of you manhandling Ann Coulter. So stand by a second, and we're going to play this. Okay. Go ahead, Turk.
Let's talk to Osama bin Laden. How about let's kill Osama bin Laden? How about let's find Osama bin Laden? You're talking about how, you know, Democrats don't want to do things on terrorism, which I actually will in a second go ahead and list the things they want to do. But how about the fact we invaded Iraq when, you know, over in Afghanistan, everything was falling apart, and the fact that we let Osama bin Laden get away, and the president said he doesn't even think about him. He doesn't even care about him. What about that?
I look forward to hearing that list.
Okay, you will in a second.
But as for catching Osama, it's irrelevant. Things are going swimmingly in Afghanistan. I mean,
it's
like a fading movie.
Swimmingly?
Things in Afghanistan are going horribly, but this is interesting. Osama bin Laden is irrelevant. The mastermind behind the al-Qaeda attacks on the United States is completely irrelevant. Is that what you're saying?
Right, it was handed to Bill Clinton twice.
Oh, it's Bill Clinton's
fault. Clinton said no.
Yeah, because I think George Bush was president in 2001.
I know you're trying to imitate Alan Combs, but at some point he does let me answer.
Let's go. Michael, why don't we talk about the things that Democrats actually are doing about
here.
The fact that all of the Republicans have voted against all the things that Democrats have brought up, like increasing funding for border security, increasing funding for port security, increasing funding for airline security.
No,
I mean, isn't that true, Michael?
Real homeland security starts at home, and as long as the Republicans continue to cut the budget.
I mean, you just kicked her rear. She had no comeback at all.
I don't know, but I have to say Michael Brown's not getting enough credit because he was really great. I mean, everything was kind of falling apart and going crazy, and Michael was just sitting there, picked it right up.
what do you make of her with a comment like, "Well, Osama bin Laden is irrelevant and things are going swimmingly in Afghanistan"?
I don't know. I really can't. I don't have a good explanation for that. I don't know. I haven't. You know, what's interesting to me is that I've been on with her a lot, and normally when I'm on, even if I do nothing, you know, even if I just sit there like a potted plant and I'm just as sweet as pie, I get hate mail.
Really?
From her supporters. Oh yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, if I dare to challenge her on anything, I got out of maybe 150 emails, one email defending her. Yeah, it's just. I don't know why she would say that. It's just substantively just ridiculous. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
What is that like going on Fox and being on O'Reilly and being on Hannity and Combs? Because I have to tell you, you know what? You're a stronger person than I am. I mean, I worked at a conservative talk station, WLS in Chicago. I had a really bitchy partner. And she used to beat up on me, and the callers would beat up on me because the station was extremely right-wing, and I couldn't. After a while, it was like, I got to work somewhere else. I can't take this.
I don't know. I know everyone always asks me that question. I don't think that they're mean to me. Maybe I'm clueless. I think that they are. We definitely get into it. We debate things pretty intensely, but I don't know. It doesn't bother me for some reason. I feel like I did a lot of CNN, I did a lot of MSNBC, and if I was going to be somewhere, it seemed like being at Fox was the right place to be because they're the ones with most of the viewers.
So you think that, like, if you're working for – all right, if you're on CNN or you're on MSNBC, that you're basically – in a lot of ways, preaching to the choir,
exactly.
But if you're on
Fox, you're
running up against the opposition.
Well, it's the opposition, but a lot of their viewers are independents, actually. So, I mean, there's been, you know, they've done surveys of their viewers, and they have a lot of independent viewers. And they have more Democratic viewers than you actually would realize, because I regularly have Democratic friends say that they see me, and I'm like, really? You're watching Fox. But I think that, yeah, when I did CNN, it really was very, you just kind of go on and you just do the talking points and nobody really questions you. I mean, that was sort of my experience. And at Fox, it's a little more rigorous and, you know, you just, that's sort of the way I see it. I don't really feel, I really can't remember the last time I felt like somebody was mean to me or, and certainly nobody's mean to me. I mean, I have good relationships with all of them off camera and, I don't know. I really, you know, I know people don't want to hear this. They want me to come out and tell this, you know, sort of expose on life at Fox and what goes on behind the scenes. But it's really not, you know, it just hasn't been a bad experience. And they actually have a lot of Democrats. That's, people don't really realize that it's not, and liberals, you know, they have Mara Liasson, and they have, I mean, Geraldine Ferraro is a Fox News contributor. They have, you know, there's Doug Schoen, who's, you know, Hillary Clinton's pollster, is a contributor. I mean, there are more people there, that I think, than people realize. Wes Clark is a Fox News contributor. Wes Clark, who ran for president.
Yeah, I've seen him on O'Reilly before, the few times that I could sit through Bill O, which is not very often. I have a very hard time sitting through Fox and the spin that they put on things.
That's an editorial show. I mean, it's not, you're probably not the audience. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing with Hannity and Collins. I mean, it's an editorial show. It's not supposed to be, like Scarborough is an editorial show, or Chris Matthews is an editorial show. I mean, they appeal to a certain group of people, and they're supposed to, and they're allowed to, frankly. You know, it's really not any different than watching Lou Dobbs, or they all have a segment of the population that they're appealing to.
Have you faced Ann Coulter? Because I don't know this. Have you faced Ann Coulter before?
Oh, yeah, I've been on with her.
Yeah, that's right. You just said that. Yeah, you just said that about the hate mail thing. Hello, Jay. Well, it's early in the morning. You know, the question I want to ask is, what's your take on her? I mean, if you want to venture one, I mean, where is she coming from, and people like her who get on and make these, and you know they're absurd, make these absurd statements, and then they make them, and they act as if they believe them to be, and maybe they do in their heads, believe them to be gospel, you know, the gospel, and to be true.
I honestly don't think about her very much, so I don't have any major theories about her. I think that she does believe things that she says. I don't know if she, those comments were a little, even for her, I thought, kind of outrageous. But most of the stuff she says when I'm on with her, I do think she believes it, and you know, she's very, 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 very conservative. That's all I can say.
All right, well, let me rephrase this another way. Are people like Ann Coulter, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, and you could go down the list, Britt Hume, of people who are there, and you can also, you know, point to other prominent conservatives or neoconservatives that are, you know, in print and on various media. Are they completely and totally out of touch with what is going on, A, on the ground in Iraq, B, what's going on in America, and are they up for a huge surprise in November?
They have been out of touch, but they're starting to get clued in. And I sort of taking off, I mean, Sean and the rest of them, I mean, Sean's a partisan. His job is to just defend the Republican Party to the death. So that's what he does. But if you look at the writers, the columnists, you know, the sort of thinkers in the conservative world, I don't know if they've been in denial or they've just been, you know, waving the flag, but they have now started to come around. And I don't know if you saw Meet the Press on Sunday.
I did.
It's the first time ever that I've heard Cato Byrne say anything that's even remotely negative about the Bush administration's handling of the Iraq war. And she's a writer at the Washington, editor for the National Review. And you're seeing how these conservatives are coming out one after the other saying, you know, either the mission was never winnable, you know, and it was, they never should have done it, or it was winnable and it was a laudable thing to do, but Bush just completely screwed it up. Either way, not great, and it's, you just, it's one after another, and I think the reality is sort of setting in finally, you know, or they're just being craven politically and realize that they have to realize it because the clock ran out. You know, they kept pushing it and kind of kicking the ball down the field, saying, oh, no, you know, right after this thing happens in Iraq, everything's going to get better. Oh, as soon as, you know, just right around the corner, you know, there are like 10 corners, and now, guess what? It's the midterm elections, and none of these things led to things getting better in Iraq. And nobody believes anymore that it's the media's fault, you know, that it's not being covered, all the good news.
So do you think they're in for a huge, I mean, they're going to suffer a tremendous blowback in November?
There's no way to know. I mean, if the election was held today, yes. But there's no way to know. In politics, between now and election day is an eternity. There's just no way to know what's going to happen. And what they're going to do is they're going to do everything. I mean, they're having it's interesting to kind of watch them because you have the Republicans that are actually running that are realizing, oh, my gosh, we can't be associated with Bush because he has, you know, unbelievably low approval ratings and people think he was incompetent with Katrina and they think that Iraq is going badly. Then you have the Bush administration really putting pressure on these people saying, no, you can't walk back away from the war in Iraq. So they're going to continue with their strategy, I would guess, of tying the tour, you know, really as much as they can, putting the war in Iraq and terrorism together in people's minds. And then we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, if there's another London plot type of thing, if, God forbid, there's a terrorist attack, we just don't know what's going to happen. And so that's why I wouldn't make any predictions. But I think if it was the election was today, it would be, you know, it would be pretty bad for, at least in the House, it would be very bad for Republicans. The Senate's still going to be really hard for Democrats, I think.
7:18, 18 minutes after 7 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Kirsten Powers on the line, Democratic superstar, winner of the Ann Coulter battle. What do you make of Rumsfeld's comments yesterday equating those of us who think that the war was a mistake, that the strategy is wrong, that we need to get out, that we're like Neville Chamberlain? And then also Dick Cheney floats that idea, too, that we're appeasing the terrorists. I mean, what do you make of those comments?
I they're so outrageous. And I also, they've been saying this all along. And again, the Bush administration, you still have them hanging on saying this kind of stuff. But conservatives have been saying this kind of stuff for a long time. And when I was watching Meet the Press and watching the conservatives, you know, bashing Bush basically in Iraq, I thought, so are they appeasers now? You know, because this is what I hear all the time, you know, when I'm on Fox, is that I'm just, you know, I love the terrorists and I don't want to, you know, because I oppose the war in Iraq. And so now that they're all coming out saying that it was a mistake, how come they're not appeasers? How come they're not emboldening the terrorists? How come they're not, you know, hurting the troops and, you know, betraying the troops while they're on the ground and undermining the president during a time of war? It's incredible to me. And, you know, and Donald Rumsfeld, I don't understand. I still don't understand why he hasn't been fired. And I really don't understand why they let him talk to anybody, because every time he says anything, it's crazy.
Yeah, it
you
know, is.
And if you go back through everything he's ever said, there's no insurgency. I mean,
yeah.
he actually said that. You know, and, you know, there wasn't going to be a civil war. I mean, every time he makes a prediction, it's wrong. You know, and he's the Secretary of Defense. And, you know, and I'm not saying this for partisan purposes. I really think the war in Iraq is in Putin's handle, and he's in charge of it. You know, and yet there's no accountability whatsoever. And Hillary got all this flack because she came out and attacked Donald Rumsfeld. But John McCain said he should be fired. You know, this is not a really fringe view. You know, if you think things aren't going well in Iraq, maybe you should look at the person who's in charge.
Yeah, change management, right?
Yeah. It doesn't seem like a crazy thing to me, but, you know, but I don't know. You know, there's all these conservatives that stood by him, though. Again, you know, I don't know how they could continue to defend him when they're turning against the war. And the irony of all this also, and Democrats don't like me to say this, but it is what I think, is that for the entire time that they've been claiming that there's a connection between terrorism and the war in Iraq, and, you know, in the beginning, there wasn't.
Yeah, no, they're absolutely right.
And the entire population thought there was. Now there actually is a little bit. So now you have al-Qaeda in Iraq, and as you know, we've killed some high-level al-Qaeda people there. And so now, you know, for the first time where you actually could say, yeah, because you attracted them there, but, you know, setting that aside, now that they are there and now that we actually have killed them, Americans have lost such faith in the government that now for the first time last week they said connection.
Right. 51% said there's no connection. That's right.
It's kind of ironic that for the first time, you know, there actually is, but they can't trust the government because they've been telling them for so long all these things about Iraq that they can't believe them. I mean, you just told them so many things, and for so long Americans held on, I think, and really wanted to believe it and really trusted Bush and, you know, had this faith that, okay, you say when we elect the government, that's going to be it. You know, things are going to get better. Well, they elected the government, things didn't get better. You know, when we train the Iraqis and they can, you know, when they stand up and we stand down, things will get better. Well, we train the Iraqi troops. Things aren't getting better, they're getting worse. And, you know, and so there's just this credibility problem where now I feel like they're actually, you could argue that we are fighting the terrorists there, but nobody's going to listen to it because nobody trusts them anymore.
Do you think we should stay or get out?
Well, I don't think we should get out. I mean, now because of that reason, and I think that, but I don't think many Democrats do think we should get out, and I think that that's, you know, something that's been a little misconstrued. I think there are people, Republicans and Democrats, saying, let's start having a timetable and let's start having an exit strategy. Doesn't mean let's pull out tomorrow. You know, even John Murtha has clarified, saying, I don't think that we should, you know, be pulling out immediately. I just think that people want to say either we need to have a strategy to win or we've got to start pulling out. And so if he could come up with a strategy that said, you know, I mean, there's been different things that are floating around out there, like maybe we should... One of the criticisms was that they didn't use overwhelming force and that they kind of went in and did it in kind of a piecemeal way. And so there's some theories that say, let's go in, we'll take one more attack at it, go in with overwhelming force to just lock everything down and try to get things under control. If that was possible, I suppose I would support one last attempt at trying to make things work there. We've invested a lot there. We are invested as a country in that, in things being successful, and I also think that, look, the world's a lot better place if Iraq is a more stable place. So, but the problem is, thus far, the people in charge have not been able to deliver on any of their promises. So, I just think it's a tough situation. I don't think it's I know everybody gets frustrated and says, oh, let's just pull the troops out, let's just get out of there. But I'm not convinced that that's exactly the right way to go. And look, I would completely opposed to the war. Wrote something in 2003 in USA Today about it, you know, just absolutely opposed from the get-go. So for me to say this is probably a kind of strange thing, but that's where I am.
All right. Kristen Powers, you're great. We appreciate you being on the program. And
you're great.
Well, I don't know about that, but you know what? I just can't wait to have you back on again after you kick Ann Coulter's butt another time.
Well, I don't know if I can ever deliver that way again.
I just have to ask you real quick. How's it feel to have like that video clip all over the internet? I mean, it's everywhere.
It's bizarre.
have a great day, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. There's Kristen Powers. And if you want to see that video clip, just Google it under her name, and you can see it. It's on there. It's at crooksandliars.com is where you can find it, actually. 7:25, 25 minutes after 7. Now, I don't know whether we should get into the bong hits for Jesus story or if we should spin it off, and I should ask you if you agree with Kristen about maybe using overwhelming force in Iraq one more time to try to lock the place down, or you still favor immediate withdrawal of American troops out of there after yesterday being an extremely bloody day there. I'll give you a stab at it if you want to talk foreign policy. 303-713-7600, four lines open, 726, 26 after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Your Highlands Ranch Drive starting to see some delays now. C-470 eastbound lanes, University to Broadway. We also have the same problems eastbound 6th Avenue at Sheridan, but these are just the normal delays. We have no wrecks to report. Usual congestion kicking in southbound 25 out of Thornton North Glen, and of course we have the normal holdup into downtown 38 to Spear. I-70 seeing an increase eastbound lanes, I-25 to Brighton. Weather today mostly sunny and warmer with a foothill storm and a high of 89. Right now it's 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
With E470, you can get where you want to go fast. Cruise by the Southland Shopping Center at E470 and Smoky Hill Road from 10 to 2 on Saturday, September 9th for family fun at E470's Car Care Safety Fair. Visit E470.com. That's E470.com.
727, 27 minutes after 7 at AM760 Progressive Talk. You know what? Mary and I have had a Sleep Number bed now for about, I think, 7 or 8 years. And we go away, we miss it. It's just the best thing ever. And as the end of summer approaches, and you're headed back to the mall for some school shopping, if you are, and your shopping plans include looking for a new bed, Take a few minutes to stop by the Select Comfort store, home of the Sleep Number bed. At a Select Comfort store, you can start your mattress shopping with a completely different shopping experience. No overwhelming and confusing mattress stores with rows and rows of beds. You can find your Sleep Number and learn about better sleep and the personalized comfort of the Sleep Number bed. You can also see how the Sleep Number bed, how the dual air chamber design creates a more personalized sleep experience. Set your Sleep Number to as soft or as firm as you like it, creating a customized mattress just for you. My Sleep Number's between 75 and 80. You know, I've even had as low as a 70, and I believe Mary keeps hers at about 70. This customized comfort means that you can get more deep, restorative sleep that you need to wake up refreshed and ready to face the day. The Sleep Number bed comes with a 20-year limited warranty and a 30-night in-home trial. You can start sleeping better right away because right now, Select Comfort's Labor Day sale features all beds and bedding on sale, including no interest and no payments until 2008. On Select Comfort's most popular models, so see the store nearest you for complete details. And we have Select Comfort stores in 9 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Cherry Creek, and the Promenade Shops at Centuria.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Don't be tricked into spending up to $600 on so-called arch packages for your shoes. FootFX at 120th and Sheridan has the same quality arch support sold at other stores with no arch supports that cost over $129. Visit before this Friday, and FootFX will take an extra 20% off any in-stock shoes or accessories. FootFX, 120th and Sheridan, next to Chipotle at 1-866-886-FOOT, and feel the effects with FootFX.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride with the bus. Join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 10th for the 4th Annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer counties. And enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to am760.net.
Progressive Talk. High today, 89, mostly sunny. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. You agree with Kirsten Powers? Do you agree with her that we should try overwhelming force in Iraq one more time to try to lock the country down and take control of the violence that's going on there? Or do you think we should get out? Which one? And I got time to squeeze one call in, and I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Blaine in Denver. Blaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, man. How about you?
Great. Hey, you know, I have to disagree with her. I never believed in the war in the first place, but right now is not the time to use overwhelming force. We should have done it in the first place if we were going to do it. I'm totally against the war. I never was for this. I knew this was BS from the get-go. We should have just stayed in Afghanistan, kept our eye on the prize. It's ridiculous. Overwhelming force. Look what happened to Israel in southern Lebanon. They used overwhelming force, and what happened? They got bogged down. They killed too many civilians, and look, it's hanging over their heads.
Do you want to just get out? Just all of a sudden get out, or do you want to set a timetable and go to the Iraqi government and say, look, you know what? The training wheels are going to come off. Either put your act together or you're on your own. How do you want to accomplish this?
You know, I think we should just withdraw. I mean, you know what? they're in the midst of a civil war that we helped create and cause. It was always there. It was an underlying problem. I mean, come on, look, the president had no idea there were Shiites and Sunnis, you know?
I understand all that, but I guess what I'm asking to clarify here real quick is, how do you want to get out? Like, for me, what I want to do is, I want to go to the Iraqi government and say, you've got until such and such a date, you better pull it together, you better control the militias, you better get control of the situation, or you're on your own.
You know
what,
though, Jay?
We can't stay indefinitely.
You know what, Jay? You know what? Doesn't matter. It's not going to happen. Whether we pull out now or we pull out on our deadline, our timetable set, the same thing's going to happen. Their civil war is going to erupt one way or the other. You know what? We should have just, I've told people we should have just helped them, the Shiites, in the first place in 91, but we didn't, and we should have been training them to take over their portion. It's going to have to be a divided country. There's going to have to be three countries.
All right, so that's what you want to do. You want to break the country up and then withdraw, right?
Yeah, that's okay. The way it's going to have to be. And
you
have to do some sort of revenue share with the oil. All right, man, I'll let you go. You have a great one. We'll talk to you later.
All right, Blaine, take care, man.
You too. Bye-bye.
See you. One line open at 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up, 733, almost 734 now. I want to ask Gina what you think about Iraq. I'll stay away from that.
Do we have to?
You don't have an opinion?
Well, of course I have an opinion.
But you don't want to give it? Is that what you're saying?
It's complicated, isn't it?
So you shift it back on me. Just give the traffic.
Report of a wreck with injuries, Highway 7 near I-25. This is for your drive up north. In the Metro, easy drive, I-25 at the Downing Bridge. Not bad at the Tech Center. 225 is bustling now in Aurora. We have two normal problem stretches there. Northbound at Mississippi, southbound at Yosemite. No concerns for any of your roadways out to DIA.
I couldn't be happier with my Regency Bristol Windows. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The decision to put in the Bristol triple pane window has saved me thousands of dollars. They guarantee that it will save you at least 47% on your energy bill, too. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. Call Regency Bristol Windows at 303-233-0833 or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Thanks to a special Medicare program, you may be eligible for a pair of shoes specifically designed for diabetics, plus three sets of inserts for little or no cost. For details about this program and to see if you qualify, call or visit Foot Effects today. Also, now through Friday, Foot Effects will take an extra 20% off any in-stock shoes or accessories. Foot Effects, 120th and Sheridan, next to Chipotle at 1-866-886-FOOT, and feel the effects with Foot Effects.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
40 years ago, we were hippies who thought we could change the world. Today, we still do. We're McStane Neighborhoods. Pioneer green builders, supporters of smart growth, creators of neighborhoods where people feel connected to each other and to the natural environment. And every so often, we like to celebrate the fact that we're still here doing what we do. This year, we're celebrating in a way that we think is pretty special. Between now and September 30th, if you buy a new McStane home, we'll give you a whole year of clean, wind-generated power for your home. And that's not all. To go with your beautiful, energy-efficient McStane home, you'll also get a stylish, fuel-efficient Vespa scooter. So you'll have wind in your hair and wind power in your home. It's pretty much a wind-wind situation. This anniversary offer is limited. Visit McStane.com for details. McStane Neighborhoods. We're on a mission here.
I am Otto, Northwest Parkway's new spooks owl. Many auditioned, but they chose me because I'm wise. My wise tip today is save time by driving the Northwest Parkway. Go to flywithauto.com for more wise tips.
Across America, cops are cracking down like never before. If you drive drunk, you'll get caught and you'll be arrested. So don't take any chances. If you're drunk, do not get behind the wheel. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
You'll never miss another minute of the J. Marvin Show. That's because every hour is now on AM760.net.
All right, let's work that bass. 7:37, 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 89, mostly sunny. Good morning, AM760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin here. The Bong Hits for Jesus case, we'll get into that. But Lisa Graves, as well as the Aurora situation and NSA spying, we'll do that after 8 o'clock. Right now, Kristen Powers says she doesn't think that we should get out of Iraq, just pull right out. I'm asking you what you think we ought to do. For me, I think the idea is to set a date and tell the Iraqis that the training wheels are off at this date. I mean, you're going to have to either put it together, step up to the plate, or forget it because we can't stay forever. But I want to know whether Kirsten Powers thinks possibly what we should do. And if you're just tuning in, you don't know who she is. She is appears on Fox, CNN, MSNBC, and kicked Ann Coulter's butt in the debate. It's all over the Internet. You go to crooksandliars.com. But she's saying perhaps we should use overwhelming force one more time. And I just wonder where you come down on this. Josh in Arvada. Josh, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jim. I think we've got the wrong way of dealing with the world now. Things are different. It's not the Cold War, and it's not about the size of your military force. It's about building alliances and who likes you and who doesn't. And if we can convince everybody in the world that they need to drink Coke and wear Levi's, we should take those same PR people and brand America and convince them that America's a good thing. But then after that, we've got to actually live up to the ideal of who we think we are and be legitimate and be a good neighbor to the world. And simply by working with public opinion, we can get to the point where, you know, when there's a terrorist, his mother calls him in because it's just not right and there's no reason to attack America.
You know, I think we've tried doing that in every way we possibly know how, and even George W. Bush admitted yesterday in that interview with Brian Williams of NBC that PR-wise we're getting crushed around the world. I mean, I think we've tried that, but that doesn't really solve, you know, my question and Kirsten's comment about do we use overwhelming force one more time to try to lock the country down, or do we just split? So I'm just asking whether you think that we should do that. How do you envision us getting out of the situation that we're in now?
Well, we've got to have a phased redeployment. You know, right now we're an occupier, and so if you're sitting there on your front porch, if you feel safe enough for even that, and you see American tanks rolling down the streets with Marines who are scared for their lives, who are pointing guns at everything because they don't know who's going to kill them, you're not going to like them, and you're going to end up fighting against them. So we need to get the Marines out of the cities. We need to get the Army and the soldiers out of the cities, and then let the Iraqi troops do their patrols and be there in case they get, you know, in case they get in a fight against the terrorist group with heavy weapons, and be able to have a quick strike force to come in and back them up. But we don't need to be there showing the flag all the time. We need to get out of the way, but still be available when they need our force. And by redeploying, we cut down the hate for Americans. And then over, you know, 8, 10, 12-month time frame, you're going to get to the point where you can go ahead and get out.
All right, Josh. Appreciate it, man. Thank you for the call.
Thanks.
Okay, let's go to Devin in Windsor. Devin, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hi.
How's it going this morning?
Good.
I just want to say first that I enjoy listening to your show every morning on the way to work.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and it's been a good show this morning, so a lot of good points have been brought up. Currently, at this point, though, I don't agree with the war either, never have. And the strange thing about calling the war now is, what, a year ago, Bush said that the war was over and won. But yet today and yesterday and the day before still referred to as a war by the president, Donald Rumsfeld. You know, it's kind of strange there. But anyway, I don't think we can just pull out, just leave, because it's getting bad for us and there's no support for it, because we went over there with an intent, whether people agree with it or not. We did go, And now there's a big upheaval there. Civil war, lots of bad stuff going. We can't just leave because it's bad now. It's not right of us to do that since we helped cause that. As far as another big attack or going up and over the top one more time trying to get a lockdown on the country, if we do that and we successfully lock the country down, what are we going to do then? Occupy it indefinitely to try and keep it that way? That'll just keep us there longer. At this point, I think...
Well, I think the idea would be to use overwhelming force to get the country under control and establish some kind of stability and then build from there, as opposed to being in the situation we're in now where there's all this chaos going on and nothing gets done. I mean, nothing gets built, nothing gets fixed. There's still, like, under 6 hours of electricity in Baghdad. I mean, I think that's what she was talking about. I think that's the theory that is floating around among some progressives and some liberals.
Yeah, it could possibly be done, but isn't that what we tried in the beginning anyway?
No, we didn't go
down.
No,
try and rebuild.
No, the critics would say that we didn't go in with enough force.
Do we have the forces to go in with enough force this time?
Well, that would be a problem. Manpower would be a problem. Where are you going to get the people to do it?
Exactly.
You got a point there. Where are we going to get them? We're going to take them from Korea? Where are we going to take them from Japan? I mean, what do we do? Where do we come up with the people?
Exactly. We're spread too thin for that right now. I am in agreement with you as far as setting a deadline, say we will help you guys up until this point to try and get things where they need to be. After that, we need to leave. There's just, I don't see any way for us to get out quickly without making matters worse, and I don't see a way we can use overwhelming forces to lock the country down to help rebuild at this point either. We're just spread too thin. I don't know what I think. That's just my opinion.
Well, we're in a... Anyway, look at it. It's a complicated situation. And I don't think... Look, you know what? I think the majority of us would probably say the same thing about this. We can't continue the way we're going now because it's not working, so we got to come up with some other plan.
Exactly.
So the plan is... So your choices are... Basically, the way I see it, unless you know somebody has another example, the choices are, the way I see it, is A, you try the overwhelming force option, or B, you try setting a date and then, you know, giving the Iraqi government a warning, like, get it together, or you know what, too bad, see ya, we're gone, and you're on your own. Those, to me, are the only two options. I don't know about the idea of just, say, for instance, turning the switch off tomorrow and picking up and leaving tomorrow without at least trying to force them to do something. I don't know if that's practical.
Oh, I don't think it's practical either. I don't think it's ethical either as far as that goes, just causing a mess and saying, well, we got to go. Sorry, we're pulling out tomorrow. That's not okay either. I definitely agree with you that, you know, we need to let the Iraqi government know they need to start getting things lined up, put together, and taken care of, and we'll help them up to a certain point, and then we're done.
All right, Devin. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
No problem. Thank you, Jay.
Okay. Got three lines open at 303-713-7600. Those, you know, I outlined the options. Okay, overwhelming force was what Kirsten Powers talks about. Pull out now, just get out immediately, or set a timeline and get out. Which of those do you favor? After a bloody, terribly bloody day yesterday across Iraq. 7:45, 15 away from 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, you're caught in the usual holding pattern southbound 25 as you hit I-70 on your trek past downtown. That's stop and go all the way to Spear. Boulder Turnpike looks good. Normal speeds until you reach Federal. That's where we usually see the normal slowdowns. I-70 dawdling now primarily for eastbounders. That'll be I-25 to Brighton. And we did have a minor problem. It's up in your far north. Report of a wreck, injuries, Highway 7 near I-25. Be aware of that. Weather today, mostly sunny and warmer with a foothill storm and a high of 89. Right now it's 62 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get any used 06 Explorer or Expedition, and you'll also get an 03 Ford Focus.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
really want to say.
Where Colorado comes to talk on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services reminds, more teenagers die in car wrecks than any other way, over 5,000 per year. Please caution your kids about drinking, drugs, distractions, reckless driving, and their future records. Because even though you can't go everywhere your kids go, your words can. This is from Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services, operators of Red Rock Bar, Lefty's Colorado Trail Grill, Lefty's Mile High Grill, and Lefty's Front Range Grill at the Denver International Airport.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Imagine living that life now and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine. I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks and not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free DVD, The 3 Secrets to Making Money in the Stock Market. And with your DVD, I'll also include a free 30-day trial to my stock investor website. Together, this is a $139 value. But for a limited time, you can get both for free. Unlike other free offers, my 64-minute DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step-by-step how to make money trading stocks using my stock investor website. To get your free DVD and free 30-day trial to my stock investor website, call 1-800-366-4183. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-366-4183. That's 1-800-366-4183.
Good morning, 7:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Where's the best place to buy a used car along the Front Range? Well, it's Rocky's Auto, 63rd and Federal. And there's a lot of reasons why, not just because they're my friends. Facts are that you can choose from hundreds of auto dealers in Colorado. So why choose from Rocky's? Well, Rocky's is the number one volume dealer. And what makes them number one? They're number one because of low prices, extended hours, a diverse inventory. They've got everything you can think of out there. A ton of payment options. Clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans. They've got the hugest selection in Colorado, over 500 vehicles. And their matching down program, they'll match up to $1,500. So when you're looking for a good place to go to get the most bang for your buck, you got to see my friends at Rockies. Get out there and see my friends, the Al Shear brothers, Tom and Marv, and Spanky Herrera, and Gerard Menard, and Freddie Labrado, and Jim Monroe, and the list just goes on and on. Johnny Mace. I mean, they're all great people working out there, and they're there to make your experience a good one. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. See the inventory. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve. He handles all of that. And know this about Rockies. They're family-owned and operated. Been that way since 1982, so they're going on close to 25 years now. And you know what? They are concerned about you, and that's what makes them very, very different. And why do they do that? What's the payoff in that? Not because they want to pick your pocket, not because they want to force you to buy an automobile, but because they know whether you buy a car or you don't buy a car, if you're treated right, you'll tell other people about it, and word of mouth is the biggest form of advertising. Rocky's Auto's open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry.com. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-3481. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-3481. That's 1-800-700-3481.
Don't be tricked into spending up to $600 on so-called arch packages for your shoes. FootFX at 120th and Sheridan has the same quality arch support sold at other stores with no arch supports that cost over $129. Visit before this Friday, and FootFX will take an extra 20% off any in-stock shoes or accessories. FootFX, 120th and Sheridan, next to Chipotle at 1-866-886-FOOT, and feel the effects with FootFX.
You'll never miss another minute of the Jay Marvin Show. That's because every hour is now on AM760.net.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of Cream this morning because we got a bunch of emails from people who love Cream, and I love Cream too. 7:51, 51 minutes past the hour. High today, 89, mostly sunny. Iraq. Kirsten Powers, Democratic analyst, blogger, columnist, regular talking head on TV, says that she believes that one of the options for us there is to use overwhelming force, try to lock the country down one more time, she thinks pulling out right now, she told us this earlier in the hour, would be a mistake. I'm asking you what you think we should do. Bloody day yesterday in Iraq, too. Terrible day yesterday. Let's go to Bob in Aurora. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Doing good. Hey, I agree with Kristen Powers in principle, but the facts and reality are different than that. First of all, and we need to go in there with a force that we should have gone in the first place. We don't have the manpower. The reservists have been back 2 and 3 times. So the only way for us to go in there, like Kristen Power says, is to go and use a draft and bring all the numbers of the people that we need. And you know that's not going to happen with the Republicans and the Bushies right now.
Well, I don't think it would happen with the Democrats either, because I don't think the country would accept a draft. I don't care who's in power.
Correct. Okay, so that's one thing. The other thing is, too, the other day they were talking about, I saw it on CNN, that the militia, Iraqi army. Do you know that these guys in the Iraqi army, they can opt out of a battle if they have relatives in Baghdad? Well, I've got a relative in Baghdad, so I can't go in there and fight. Or I'm a Sunni, and I can't go in that town because it's Sunni. Do you know that the military has the option to opt out of a battle?
Oh, yeah, there was an article yesterday, I believe it was, or maybe the day before in the New York Times, about a whole battalion that refused to go into a certain part of Baghdad and fight. They just said, hey, we're not going.
Yeah, so their mindset is not to protect the country. Their mindset is still on family, on their religion, on what their little sectarian groups. Their mindset for the military over there. So why should the Americans be the ones that are using our people to die when they don't even want to jump in and help in the battles? So I think,
well, you could, because you could make the ethical argument that's kind of along the lines that the Devin made. Which is, you could make the ethical argument that we upset the apple cart, or as Colin Powell said, you break it, you own it, that we started all this. So then what do? We just turn around? And I'm not advocating we stay forever either. I mean, I've made my position pretty clear. I think we should get out, but I think we should set down a timetable and warn the Iraqi government and say, look, you got to pull it together or else. But essentially, we started all this mess. So do we then just say, okay, the American public is fed up, because clearly they're fed up with the war. Do we just say, okay, see you later, goodbye?
Well, we can't do that, but the other side of the coin is we can't go in there like Kristen Power says. First of all, you and I disagree. We don't have the manpower. Number two, the equipment is faulty now. We don't have the way to replace the equipment. Thirdly, we don't have the support from the Iraqi army, because they're not the ones that are going to go into the battle because they got relatives in there. So why you're saying on the one hand this is a good thing, we should go and do it and we probably give it one more shot, but there's three things that are against that shot. So I'm more in the I'm saying right now, from a practical standpoint, we have to go with Murtha's idea. Pull back, not out of there totally, pull back, put the guys in Kuwait, put them there in case a big battle erupts. And if the people in Iraq got to realize that, hey, we're not going to be there forever. We don't have to fight because the Americans will do it. We don't have to go and suck it up because the Americans are there. So they're not taking this thing as serious, or they're not taking it as that's that important to them. And I'm agreeing that, we created the mess, that Bush created the mess. There's no doubt about that. But why should we risk all right now when we don't have the manpower, we don't have the military equipment, and we don't have the manpower to go in there, we don't have the strength in the fighting of the Sunni, of the Iraqi army, because they're opting out. So it's all on our shoulders now, and we're going to let our poor guys go over there and get killed?
All right. All right, I appreciate it, Bob. Thanks, man.
Sure.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to Hassan in the Greenwood Village. Hassan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Very good. I got a couple of solutions for this mess. What is wrong with having three different states in Iraq? Kurdistan, Shia, and Sunnis.
The only trouble I see there would be they would fight over who would get the oil, and the Shiite part of it would be oil rich, and the Sunni part of it, they would be poorer when it comes to natural resources and oil. But other than that, Al Franken was talking about that the other morning, about just breaking the country up.
Exactly. And if we want to have it in a part of Iraq's oil, we can have it in Kurdistan. And then, you know, kind of make a share on the natural resources between all these three states.
Well, I don't find anything wrong with breaking the country up. I mean, repartitioning it.
We did it in Yugoslavia. Maybe we might as well do it in Iraq.
Yeah, we did do it in Yugoslavia. Yeah, I don't have any problem with that idea. I think that could be a workable second option. I definitely think it could be a workable second option. Hassan, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Have a good day.
Thanks,
all right, maybe that's the answer. Maybe breaking the country up is the answer. All right, now, coming up next, we're going to talk to Lisa Graves from the American Civil Liberties Union, the Washington office. We'll get into the Bong Hits for Jesus story. We'll talk to Lisa Graves, take your calls about the Bong Hits for Jesus story. Also get her reading on the First Amendment to the Constitution and whether it applies to those people who are in the country illegally, vis-a-vis the day laborer story in Aurora. We're going to get into all of that coming up. And then at 8:30, we'll talk to Jay Fawcett about what's going on down at CD5 with Joel Hepley saying he's not going to run as a write-in. And what does this mean for Lamborn and Hepley's comments about Lamborn? We'll talk about that all coming up.
This is Randy Rhodes. Listen to my show and all of AM 760's progressive talk in high definition.
Welcome to Radio Free America.
Hear us all more clearly with HD. Find out how to get HD radio on AM760.net.
I've got the radio.
I'm Angie Petronia, and I approve this message, paid for and authorized by Angie Petronia for Congress. Marilyn Musgrave's campaign is built on two words, lying and hypocrisy. This is Representative Angie Petronia. Marilyn lies and lies about my record. Marilyn, shame on you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You and your campaign know good and well I have paid back every single dime of my Colorado student loan. Every single dime. Marilyn, you are talking about a grocery bill and a Pizza Hut order while you ring up the biggest deficit in U.S. history. You help big oil companies ring up record profits while we pay record prices at the pump. No wonder Marilyn Musgrave was named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Shame on you. Marilyn, that's why we can't believe anything you say. You keep on lying about my record. I'll keep telling the truth about yours.
Angie Piccioni, for Congress, for Colorado, for us.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sebetani. Families of the 49 people killed in Sunday's jet crash in Lexington, Kentucky, will gather for a memorial service a few hours from now. But first, they'll get to see the accident site. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnetto.
They will never see their loved ones again. They can't even be with the remains right now because of the difficult identification process. So relatives of the dead are going to the place where their family members died. It is not a comforting scene, though. The violence and horror of the crash are evident everywhere, from the hundreds of red flags marking pieces of debris to the cabin compartment with a gaping hole that reveals nothing but charred blackness inside.
Only one air traffic controller was on duty when Comair Flight 5191 tried to take off from a runway that was too short for its size and heft. CBS News aviation correspondent Bob Orr tells us a second controller should have been on the job.
The FAA has said, even in a small airport like Lexington with limited traffic, if that controller has to do multiple radar responsibilities, there should be two people.
A lot of wind, a lot of rain, but all things considered, Tropical Storm Ernesto cut Florida some slack.
Much less rain and wind than expected, Emergency Management spokesman Greg Artman, right in the middle of the Florida Keys.
We did get to record some gusts up to 60 miles per hour in certain parts of the Keys. But beyond that, they stayed right around 40, 45 miles per hour.
Winds officially are 40, but clocked at less in many areas. Ernesto's centered in southwest Florida. Flooding, the biggest concern as it heads slowly north. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
A report the United Way is releasing this morning looks at the needs of Gulf Coast hurricane victims a full year after Katrina.
Housing and lack of affordable housing was clearly at the top of the list.
United Way CEO Brian Gallagher says a good job is another priority. Most hurricane evacuees had to take jobs that pay less than the ones they used to have. A hearing begins a few hours from now at Camp Pendleton, California, for seven Marines and a sailor suspected in the murder of an unarmed Iraqi. CBS News military analyst Mike Lyons.
Article 32 hearings are similar to grand jury hearings in the civilian world, and they'll be used to determine the incidents that happened. They'll be used to determine the evidence that's available and whether or not to proceed to a formal court-martial.
AARP has just come out with a list of the best employers for workers 50 and older. They cover a number of fields, but spokeswoman Deborah Russell says all have one thing in common.
These companies offer things like ongoing training opportunities for older workers, ongoing career development opportunities for older workers.
The honor roll includes Volkswagen of America, Principal Financial Group, and the best of the best, Mercy Hospital in Janesville, Wisconsin. In early Wall Street trading, the averages are lower. The Dow Industrials down about 4.5 points now. NASDAQ down 1. This is CBS News.
John Madden here to tell you about Ace Hardware's Labor Day sale going on this weekend only, September 1st through the 4th, at participating Ace stores. Get a $5 rebate on every gallon of Ace Royal paint you buy, limit 10 gallons. And don't forget paint supplies like a 4-piece paintbrush set priced at $2.99 or a 3-pack of Ace paint rollers for $3.99. Both are free after rebate. Ace, the helpful place. Quantities limited. Available at participating stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware home.
You trust your car and your tires to take you where you want to go. So who do you trust to take care of your tires? Sears Auto Centers. So come in right now. All tires are on sale from all the top brands, including Goodyear, Michelin, and Bridgestone. All tires, all on sale. If you've got places to go, make sure you're going to the place that takes care of your car, your tires, and you. Sears Auto Centers. See store for details. Exclusions apply. Sale ends 9606.
This hour brought to you by McStain Homes.
I'm Corey Lopez with your AM 760 local news update. Boulder County DA Mary Lacey speaking out about her decision to drop the charges against the man who had confessed to killing JonBenet Ramsey.
I believe he did not commit this crime.
Lacey says that became obvious when his DNA did not match up to the DNA found at the murder scene. She defends her decision to bring John Carr back to Boulder so that all leads could be investigated. A former Catholic priest up on charges of sex assault now accused of molesting another child. 43-year-old Timothy Joseph Evans accused of sexual assault on a teen at Spirit of Christ Parish in Arvada between 1995 and 1997. Last year in Fort Collins, Evans was charged with sexually assaulting a child starting in 1998. A court date in Durango is up to ban the smoking ban. A Durango bar owner looking for a way out. Rob and Heidi Oreo, owners of Oreo's Roadhouse, fighting that good fight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
For the second day in a row, we've got a log jam on the Boulder Turnpike, a collision with injuries eastbound at Federal. Again, to avoid the stoppage, you can head off onto South Boulder Road to McCaslin and then back onto Highway 36 to avoid some of this backup. I-25 normal speeds through the DTC. Just watch out for a clog northbound at Bellevue. Folks are swerving to get around debris there. In Broomfield, a collision and cleanup Highway 7. At I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly sunny and warmer with a foothill storm and a high of 89. Right now it's 63 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Make the best margaritas this Labor Day with Freshy's Fresh Lime Margarita Mix. Freshy's Super Premium All-Natural Margarita Mojito. And
this Labor Day weekend, the forecast calls for thunder.
As Budweiser welcomes the second annual Thunder in the Rockies Motorcycle Rally to Northern Colorado. With Ted Nugent, the WFC, comedian Bill Engvall, Wyatt Ryan, Mark Wills, the Rance Hole Bike Show, Falls of Steel Stunt Show, Bull Riding, Bike Rodeo, and other attractions including the Harley-Davidson Demo Fleet, Custom Bike Giveaway, Tattoo Contest, the Main Street Tattoo, Beer Gardens, and more. At the Ranch and Budweiser Event Center at I-25 at Crossroads Boulevard in Loveland, Colorado.
Learn more at ThunderInTheRockies.com.
Thunder Mountain Harley-Davidson, Peterson Toyota, The Rand, Denver Newspaper Agency,
Thunder in the Rockies.
Plus free alignment when you buy four tires. Aspen Goodyear. 303-771-9800. 771-9800.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be
morning,
7:07, 7 minutes after 8, high today 89 under mostly sunny skies, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. All right, let's welcome to the program, let's welcome back to the program, a definite friend of the show, legal counsel for the Washington Legislative Office of the American Civil Liberties Union, Lisa Graves. And Lisa, it's good to have you back on the program.
Oh, Jay, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be back.
Gee, I wish you were here in person.
I wish I was there in person, too. It was so lovely to see you last time.
Yeah, are you coming to the Carl Whitehead Memorial Dinner on September the 30th?
Well, I could probably do that.
Well, I think you should, considering I'm the MC.
Well, then I'd be delighted to be there, Jay. I'd love to be there. Thanks for the invitation.
And tickets are available now. Go to the ACLU of Colorado, and you can get your tickets. All right. You better be there. If you're not there, Lisa, if you're not there, I'm going to excoriate you from the podium.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, let's get into some things here. First of all, let's get into the NSA spying situation. The decision by Judge Anna Taylor Diggs, a lot of people have gone after her for, number one, poor judicial scholarship, and number two, they claim that she has links to the ACLU. You want to take those two challenges on?
Sure. This is a case that was decided just this past month in the Federal District Court in Michigan, and some people have attacked the decision, in particular the administration and its allies, have attacked the decision of this independent federal court, which found that the president is violating the Constitution by spying on Americans without the warrants required by the Fourth Amendment. Rather than respecting that decision and honoring the court's ruling, they've decided to attack the person. This is typical of their political posture, is to attack people who disagree with them. In this case, they've argued that the judge should not have decided the case, and they've argued that she was basically form shopped, that the ACLU shopped for form to get her. The fact of the matter is that she was randomly chosen. She's a randomly chosen judge, just like judges in any court in the country, where you file your lawsuit and you get a fairly independently chosen judge, and she made the right ruling, and she's being attacked for it.
Is there ever going to be a day in this country where if a judge makes a decision, whether you and I agree with it or disagree with it, somebody's not going to step forward and scream, activist judge?
Well, I think, unfortunately, that's become the norm. People just say the words activist judge no matter what someone says if they disagree with it. And the fact is, he or she ruled solidly on our basic Fourth Amendment rights. You know, our Fourth Amendment says that the government is required to get a warrant based on probable cause before they search your person, before they search your home, and under Supreme Court case law, before they monitor your conversations. The fact is that the president could easily get a warrant if he were monitoring anyone who was actually conspiring with Al-Qaeda. The court that issues those warrants has issued over 20,000 warrants and turned down .0005. There's simply no excuse for him to go around the courts to do whatever he wants and secretly decide which Americans he wants to spy on indefinitely and basically forever.
All right, this is headed to the Supreme Court, obviously, right? What's the next step? Because obviously, Alberto Gonzalez and the president both have said that they're going to appeal this. So where does it go from here?
Well, right now there's going to be an argument at the end of September about holding the decision in abeyance or staying the decision. The judge ordered the president to stop the illegal spying, but while the case is pending on appeal, she's considering whether to halt her order so that the government can appeal. So the next stage will be probably an argument before the appellate court later this fall, and then perhaps a petition to the Supreme Court either at the end of the year or at the beginning of the following year.
Well, I don't see how the appellate court and the Supreme Court can't support Taylor Diggs' decision. I don't see how they can't.
Well, her decision, you know, I know that you mentioned that some folks have criticized the reasoning in it. I'm actually surprised. It's a rather extensive decision. She goes through a lot of the major arguments, and she discusses them. She makes a strong decision, and I think that her decision is well supported by the law. People on the right and the left, folks as distinct as Congressman Bob Barr, former impeachment counselor against President Clinton, Bruce Fein, who is an official in the Reagan Justice Department, Anthony Romero, who's the leader of the ACLU, and others have come together from the right and the left and the middle and said this is unconstitutional, this is wrong. No president is a king. No president should have unchecked power to search Americans at will without any judicial review. And so her decision is very well founded, and I think the Supreme Court, if it rules fairly, will rule in favor of the ACLU and the American people's rights.
Well, I certainly hope so. All right, here's a story that we were talking about this morning between 6 and 7. We were talking about this local story going on in Aurora, but this is going on in a lot of communities across the country where they want to crack down on day laborers, and so what they want to require is they want to require employers, people who would stop and try to hire them, would inform them about how much they're going to get paid, and then also about how they're going to get to the hospital if they get injured. But the big thing here with most people and day laborers is them congregating on street corners or in front of businesses, waiting to get employed. And then a lot of times if they don't get employed, then they end up sticking around. Sometimes they end up, sitting there drinking beer. And a good deal of these people are undocumented or illegal immigrants. And I was asking the question this morning, does the First Amendment to the Constitution apply only to American citizens, or does it apply to everybody, even if you're here illegally?
Well, the First Amendment of the Constitution, like most of the provisions of the Constitution, apply to people. They are basic human rights. They're basic human rights of all people. And so, for instance, one of the rights in the Constitution in the Fifth Amendment is the Due Process Clause. It says that no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Similarly, the First Amendment says that Congress can make no law abridging free speech, that the state legislatures, in essence, can make no laws abridging free speech, and that applies to every person because those are basic human rights of people. And in the case of immigrants or anyone who might be loitering, there's been a long history of the court looking at loitering laws and finding how they're used discriminatorily. And also, there are other laws that can be enforced that apply equally to citizens and non-citizens. There are laws against public consumption of alcohol that apply to citizens and non-citizens equally. And so if they have an issue in terms of public consumption of alcohol, that's a law that's applied to all people across the books, and that's a different sort of law than just a basic walking around law. In fact, these loitering laws really are basically only used discriminatorily. They're not used against everybody. They're only used selectively. And so that's why they've been found to be unconstitutional in many ways.
So we have the right to peacefully assemble, whether it's, standing off of East Colfax or wherever it might be. And if you're rounded up for that, then basically you could go to court, whether you're an illegal immigrant or not an illegal immigrant. You could go to court and you could claim that your constitutional rights are being violated.
Well, that's right. I mean, the bottom line is that as you mentioned in the First Amendment, you have a protection as a person to assemble. It just seems like such a basic right to be able to stand and talk to your friends, in essence, wherever you are. And the government shouldn't just be walking around like a Gestapo busting people up for standing there assembling. If there are rules that relate to, a certain size of crowd or for parade permits for traffic and things like that. But the reality is that these laws are basically selectively enforced. And there are laws on the books that do relate to immigration status and whether you have documentation to work for. But what's happening is that the government isn't enforcing the laws that are on the books that apply basically fairly. Instead, they want to use this as a political issue to try to be demagogues and inflame people and pass new laws or new restrictions rather than enforcing the laws on the books. The president has not fully enforced the employer sanction laws that apply to some of his corporate friends in terms of hiring and recruiting of folks without documentation. But the basic situation is that we really do need meaningful reforms to address the immigration issue, and it can't be reformed the way some of these people have been trying to demagogue this issue.
Yeah, I agree. And this is, this is not only an issue in Aurora, but this is an issue across the country. And I think the one that drew the biggest news was Herndon, Virginia, where they were having this trouble in front of a 7-Eleven. And then I also read a story about, maybe it was in Michigan or someplace where the mayor and the city council had issued some kind of directive that if you were an undocumented or illegal alien, that you had to get out of town, which surely has to be. And I can't remember the mechanism that they plan to use, but that whole idea certainly has to be unconstitutional.
Well, I think it's being challenged across across the country because the reality is that the federal government has an obligation to enforce our laws at the borders, at the airports, and we also need reasonable rules. There are a lot of businesses in this country, the agricultural businesses and others, that depend on laborers that are not permanent residents, laborers who come in to do some of the work that other people won't do. And I think that the empirical evidence shows that immigration benefits our economy, that there's story after story of hardworking immigrants who come to this country to live the American dream and have become really important, significant members of our community, building our businesses and really being good neighbors and good friends. And now there's, I think, a lot of xenophobia, a lot of racism that's at the heart of some of this anti-immigration furor.
Yeah, I worry about that, too. Okay, coming up, I want you to stick around because I want to talk to you, and I don't know if you've heard about this case, the Bong Hits for Jesus case. Have you heard about this case?
I read about it this morning.
All right, good. We'll talk about it coming up here. 8:17, 17 minutes after 8, Lisa Graves with us. She is the legal counsel for the Washington Legislative Office of the American Civil Liberties Union. She's in town for the opening of the Pueblo chapter of the ACLU. Don't forget the Carl Whitehead Memorial Dinner that's coming up here in Denver. And I'm the MC, and tickets are available. Go to the ACLU's of Colorado's website or call the ACLU.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
To you motorcycle riders, what time is it? It's more than time you were protected on your insurance claim. Two wheels doesn't mean you deserve less. Two wheels doesn't mean a reduced insurance claim. Less wheels doesn't mean less injuries. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. If you're injured in a motorcycle crash, you need to protect yourself, legally, on your insurance claim. Don't get hurt twice. Once by the injury and again on the insurance claim. After all, it's your life. It's time for accountability. It's time for the people who injure you to accept personal responsibility. And it's time for the insurance claim to reflect that same accountability and personal responsibility. At Bell & Pollock, we handle insurance issues just like these. If you have an insurance question, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock has over 20 years of experience. Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock are the troubleshooter attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Find them at troubleshooter.com.
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads or shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety expert. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Parents, when kids head back to school, their attention's on friends, classes, and their new lunchbox. It's a time when a persuasive stranger could easily find a youngster preoccupied. Make sure your children are using the buddy system as well as taking a safe route to and from school. Establish a kid code and remind them that if they ever have a problem with a stranger, to run, yell, then tell. This is from the Olinger family of funeral homes and cemeteries with 20 locations in the Denver area. That's Olinger.
40 years ago, we were hippies who thought we could change the world. Today, we still do. We're McStain Neighborhoods, pioneer green builders, supporters of smart growth, creators of neighborhoods where people feel connected to each other and to the natural environment. And every so often, we like to celebrate the fact that we're still here doing what we do. This year, we're celebrating in a way that we think is pretty special. Between now and September 30th, if you buy a new McStain home, we'll give you a whole year of clean, wind-generated power for your home. And that's not all. To go with your beautiful, energy-efficient McStain home, you'll also get a stylish, fuel-efficient Vespa scooter. So you'll have wind in your hair and wind power in your home. It's pretty much a win-win situation. This anniversary offer is limited. Visit McStain.com for details. McStain Neighborhoods. We're on a mission here.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in celebrating Colorado Labor Day weekend in Civic Center Park for the Taste of Colorado. There'll be food on hand from over 50 local vendors, live music, and kids activities. Stop by the AM 760 tent on Saturday, September 2nd for your chance to participate in our version of a popular TV game show. It's a Colorado tradition, the Taste of Colorado Labor Day weekend in Civic Center Park with AM 760 Progressive Talk. For more information, log on to am760.net.
Good morning, 8:22 after 8. High today, 89. Mostly sunny skies on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Thanks for joining me this morning. By the way, if you want to go to that Carl Whitehead Memorial Dinner, 303-777-5482. One of the attorneys for Valerie Plame and Joe Wilson will be the keynote speaker. Erwin Chemerinsky will be there, and or you can go check it out at ACLU-Colorado. That's ACLU-CEO.org. On the line with me is Lisa Graves. She is the legal counsel for the Washington Legislative Office of the American Civil Liberties Union. All right, Lisa, let's get into bong hits for Jesus. This is a weird story. First of all, former White House Special Counsel Kenneth Starr has petitioned the U.S. Supreme Court to take up Alaska's bong hits for Jesus case, a dispute involving a high school student, a banner, and a tough school policy. This is a kid who displayed a banner that said bong hits for Jesus during an Olympic torch rally, or no, I'm sorry, relay, in 2002. And Juno Douglas High School, the principal there, kicked the kid out or suspended him or punished him. And it made its way all the way it's on its way to the U.S. Supreme Court. First of all, what is Ken Starr doing involved in this?
Well, you know, I actually used to work with Ken Starr at Kirkland & Ellis when I was in law school, and he definitely has a bit of an agenda. He is a nice person in person, actually, but the talk in town back in 93, 94 was that if President Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, had won re-election, he would have been on the Supreme Court. He was basically next in line. He has really long-standing, strong views that I think a lot of people would consider to be not very civil liberties protective, not very civil liberties focused or pro-civil liberties, I would say.
All right, the crux of the story is that this kid, who was then a senior, was off school property when he hoisted the banner, but was suspended for violating the school's policy of promoting illegal substances at a school-sanctioned event. If he's on private property, where does the school get off, trying to punish him for it?
Well, I think that's certainly part of the reason why the appellate court already ruled in his favor and found that his First Amendment rights were violated. But I think at the heart of this case is really about your First Amendment rights. Whether his banner said bong hits for Jesus or pray for Jesus or hooray Jesus, it shouldn't matter what the content is. In America, you have a right to say what you believe, and you would hate to have any community decide that your free speech rights were unacceptable to them and that they were going to punish you for simply holding up a banner, whether it was about bong hits in this case or whether it was about praising Jesus or was about being against or for Bush. The bottom line is that the government has no business, whether it's a school district or whether it's a county or city or state, basically punishing you for what you say, for the content of what you say. That's just basically against fundamental American values.
Okay, to me, this is a cut and dry case, open and shut. I agree with you. How is Ken Starr going to wage a legal argument against the decision that what the school did was they violated this kid's First Amendment rights?
Well, I think that the situation is that in some ways the Supreme Court has held that there are some restrictions that can be imposed on students on school ground. For instance, rules about suspending athletes for doing drugs, you know, who are student athletes. That those rules about drug use among students have been upheld. But that is about conduct and not speech. And so I do think it's going to be a real uphill battle for him, even with his reputation in the conservative or activist, I wouldn't say activist, maybe neoconservative community, to really overcome basic First Amendment rights, basic First Amendment precedent about not having government restrict the content of your speech. Because, as you know, Jay, and as you mentioned, you know, no one should be punished for the content of their speech. It's just basically about having freedom of conscience and freedom of speech, which are basic American values.
Well, the thing that makes it absurd is that this kid, whether I agree with what he had or not, or whether I agree with what the banner is, or you agree, or anybody else agrees, as you pointed out, but the thing is that this kid was off school property. How can the school regulate your free speech if it's not on school property?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think that makes the case even stronger for him because, I mean, well, I certainly believe that students have a personal right to speak or have T-shirts that, you know, take a political position and wear those T-shirts on campus. But the fact of the matter is, in this case, this young man was off campus, was not on school property, and was just holding up a banner. And I don't think that our schools ought to be teaching that lesson to children, to students, that they don't have a personal right. The school should be the place where students' fundamental personal rights are protected, where they learn the importance and value of the Constitution. And unfortunately, I think in this case, the school district gets an F for not really teaching about and upholding our basic constitutional rights.
All right, suppose it was on school property.
Well, I think that there are what they call time, place, and manner restrictions that the Supreme Court has upheld about if you're, for instance, in a class and you're being disruptive in a class. I don't think anyone would disagree that if you're disrupting a class and, you know, yelling or shouting and keeping people from being able to learn, that you might have some disciplinary consequences in that class. Just because you're prohibiting other students from learning. But I think that this sort of situation just is totally different from that. If someone wants to have a T-shirt or a banner that has a political view on it, no school district, whether they're progressive or conservative or middle of the road, should be limiting students' free speech rights in that way. And, in fact, the schools ought to be embracing the value of the First Amendment, the value of the marketplace of ideas, and having a debate, having a discussion about what it means to have free speech in America.
But, boy, you know, that idea is so hard to get going, and it's so hard to make some people see that point. You know, it's almost like this whole separation of church and state business in the First Amendment, where Catherine Harris, who's running for Senate in Florida against Ben Nelson, makes this absurd statement about how the separation of church and state is a lie, and I've actually had callers call up here and dispute that there's any separation between church and state. I mean, what do you do with people like that?
Well, I think that it's important to listen to them, but also just have them read the First Amendment to the Constitution. The First Amendment of the Constitution makes it clear that Congress cannot establish a religion. It can't endorse a religion, any religion, whether it's one particular part of Christianity or a different part of Christianity or the Jewish faith or the Hindu faith or any faith. It's not the government's purpose to endorse a religion or to be establishing religion. And in fact, everyone in America who has received any quality education learned that the roots of our country are in freedom of religion and freedom of conscience, and that the whole reason many people came to this country was to get away from countries that try to impose religious views on their citizens. And so people came to this country because of the religious freedom here, and that religious freedom is vital, and that religious freedom is infringed when the government chooses or supports one religion over another. And that's just a basic tenet of our history, and it's a tenet that's embodied in our fundamental personal rights. And if people don't like it, you know, they can try to amend the Constitution. I wouldn't recommend it. It requires two-thirds of the population to agree, and I don't think there's any two-thirds of the population that would agree that the United States government should endorse any particular religion or church over any other.
Well, I don't know about that. Try running that by the people, some people in Colorado Springs. Lisa, it's it's great, as always, to have you on the program. I could spend hours upon hours talking to you. Thank you so much for being here, and congratulations on the opening of the Pueblo chapter of the ACLU. And you got to call the ACLU here in Denver. You gotta make the Carl Whitehead dinner on September the 30th. You better be there.
I'll be there. Thank you so much, Jay. Thanks for having us on, and thanks for your continuing commitment to civil liberties. We really appreciate it.
I'm a proud member of the ACLU, card carrying, always have been, always will be. Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks.
All right, there's Lisa Graves. Legislative Council for the Washington Legislative Office of the American Civil Liberties Union. I love the ACLU. Hey, join us at the Carl Whitehead Dinner. It's going to be really an interesting evening. 303-777-5482 for tickets. 303-777-5482. Or find out more about it by going to www.aclu-co.org. Coming up next, Jay Fawcett comments on the Heffley situation in CD5, and we'll go to open phones. And we'll take your calls about bong hits for Jesus or whatever else you want to talk about. That's all coming up, 8:32, 20 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And I'm not going to infringe on you, Gina. I'm not going to infringe on your right of free speech. I'm just going to ask you how do you feel about bong hits for Jesus? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just going to ask you about what's going on with the traffic.
All right. Well, we're recovering from the wreck that we had along the Boulder Turnpike affecting eastbound lanes. We had backups there to Federal to Sheridan. You're still caught up in a little bit of that, although that crash has been cleared. Westbound also has the Curiosity slowing Sheridan to Church Ranch. I-25 back to normal speeds through the DTC. They got that debris out of the way north. Down at Bellevue. We're sluggish now, 225 southbound Parker to I-25. Weather today, mostly sunny and warmer with a foothill storm and a high of 89. Right now, it's 64 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Make the best margaritas this Labor Day with Freshy's Fresh Lime Margarita Mix. Freshy's Super Premium All-Natural Margarita, Mojito, and Bloody Mary mixes are the life of the party and made right here in Colorado. Find Freshy's mixes at all fine liquor stores and at Whole Foods or visit Freshy's.com.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thanks to a special Medicare program, you may be eligible for a pair of shoes specifically designed for diabetics, plus three sets of inserts for little or no cost. For details about this program and to see if you qualify, call or visit FootEffex today. Also, now through Friday, FootEffex will take an extra 20% off any in-stock shoes or accessories. FootEffex, 120th and Sheridan, next to Chipotle at 1-866-886-FOOT, and feel the effects with FootEffex.
8:33, 33 minutes past the hour. Oh, my God. You know what I just realized? And this would be embarrassing. I just realized my cell phone's been on the whole time I've been on the air.
That happens like once a week.
You know somebody could call up. Okay. I once did a whole Ed Schultz show, too, with my cell phone on. Hey, listen, you know what? We're always talking about misconceptions that people have in the everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks, and I've had people say this to me, believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar-off sales. Find out the truth for yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, C-O-N.com.
I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress. Marilyn Musgrave doesn't think she has to play by the same rules we do. A newspaper report reveals Marilyn Musgrave rear-ended a heart transplant recipient and stroke victim. Musgrave left the scene of the accident, did not file a police report, did not immediately call the police. The newspaper story says Musgrave left the man who was in, quote, obvious pain and left the scene of the accident because she was, quote, late for work. To add insult to injury, Marilyn Musgrave was the deciding vote to cut billions in veterans funding. Billions that would have paid for health care and disability payments to Iraq veterans. Marilyn Musgrave played cut and run with veterans benefits after all veterans have done for our country. All because Marilyn Musgrave caved in to Tom DeLay and the powerful politicians in Washington. Marilyn Musgrave. Cut and run. Hit and run.
You'll never miss another minute of the Jay Marvin Show. That's because every hour is now on AM760.net.
Would it be wrong for me to say, go Angie, go? And, you know, if Marilyn Musgrave wants to come on and, you know, talk about it, that's fine. Marilyn, you can come on. I'm not sure I'd let you drive here, but you can come on. 836, 36 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go down to Colorado Springs and talk to Democratic candidate Jay Fawcett for Congressional District from Colorado Springs, CD5. Jay, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Go, Angie, go.
Yeah, I agree. But you know what? I'll probably get in trouble for saying that. For saying
that's
that,
why
about,
I said it.
Making that crack about Marilyn. All right, let's talk here about this. There were some mainstream, I guess you would use the term mainstream Democrats. I'm sorry, Republicans. There were Republicans, both local and state and national levels, who went to Joel Heffley and asked him to run. Jenny Wahlberg, his spokesman, says that Heffley, 71, thinks it's better for the party not to run. She said he was adamant when she spoke to him on Tuesday. A spokesperson for Doug Lamborn said the flare-up is much ado about nothing. Doug Lamborn is a Republican nominee, and Republicans are going to get behind him. But some Republicans say Lamborn ran a dirty campaign portraying Jeff Crank, who was endorsed by Heffley, as a candidate who favored tax increases and a homosexual agenda. What's your comment on this? I mean, is this a case of who can be a bigger homophobe? Is that what's going on down there?
That's pretty much it. And I'll tell you, Jay, I sat in forums with the six guys, and alphabetically we usually lined up. And towards the end, I made a comment at a couple of functions that it was a good thing I was sitting between Doug and Jeff Crank. But this is what's happening to the extremist views on the far side of the Republican Party, and that's why the regular Republicans are wondering what happened.
You know, now,
they're wondering where their party went, and we're providing them with a realistic alternative. And you also see here, this is absolutely consistent with Jill Heffley's 20 years of service in the Congress, paying attention to ethics and high standards of conduct. And this is absolutely consistent with that. He's looking at this last race, and he's saying, this is not where I want my party to go.
Now, have you had Republicans come to you? Have you had Republicans say, you know, I may not agree with you on everything, but Lamborn is too much of an extremist, so I'm going to support you?
Since we had the primary on the 8th, we have had almost 80% of the phone calls and emails into this office coming from Republicans, to the point where last Tuesday we kicked off Republicans for Fawcett website on the web.
Really?
Yep.
And what is it that they object to about Lamborn? They object to his focus on homosexuality. They object to his what is it specifically that they find, you know, when they're coming to you, what is it specifically they find wrong?
Well, let me just use one illustrative example. We have three other state senators in the congressional district down here. They're all Republicans. These are the people, the guys, who work with Doug Lamborn the most up in Denver in the state house. None of them have endorsed him. None of them. Why? Because they can't work with him. And this is the concern in this area. We have five military bases in this area. We have the fourth largest concentration of veterans in this area. We have people who want to know what's going on with the global war on terrorism. And they do not want to send another guy to Washington who cannot work across the aisle to get things done. That's the message.
So It isn't those guys engaging in a contest in the primary about who can go farthest to the right. It's the fact that whatever Lamborn's positions are, the main number one objection by most Republicans is that he's just a guy you can't work with. Can you not work with him because his agenda is the only agenda and it's his way or the highway, or is it his? I mean, what's going on with that?
That's exactly it, Jay. When we've been to these forums and the questions are asked, Doug answers consistently, straight down, a hardcore, you know, I'd almost call it dogma. No, I will call it dogma. He answers right straight down that line. And, you know, this goes to his lack of experience. Here's a guy who has no military background in a district that has five military bases, all of which I've actually served on or worked at. He has, to the best of my knowledge, no foreign affairs experience. And I've dealt with organizations ranging from NATO to the Republic of Korea military. This guy has no innovative no self-initiated, no here's what I think kind of a platform. And, you know, people find that embarrassing at the national level. You can get away with it maybe at the state. But at the national level, you've got to be able to go in there and have some gravitas, as they say.
I've been meaning to ask this question for a long, long time. I really want to ask this question of the listeners in general, and maybe I'll do it tomorrow. But I'd love to ask you, because you've been in the military, and how long were you in the military?
I served a little over 20 years.
That's a long time. Why do you think it is that people who have never served in the military turn out to be some of the biggest, for lack of a better term, biggest hawks in the country?
I've always thought it's because they have not stood in a pair of grungy boots, not having had a shower for 60 days, having eaten MREs for the last 30 days in the western desert of Iraq, wondering what's going to happen next. They've not stood in the rain in a major exercise wondering what the next problem thrown at you is going to be. They haven't sat in a missile silo for 24 hours going through drills on nuclear alert. They haven't had to say goodbye to their families for 6 months while they deploy on an aircraft carrier or on an amphibious command ship. They don't get it. They don't get that this is not a decision to be taken lightly, nor is it one to be taken without a clear goal and end state in mind. Now, that sounds a little militarist there, but that's the bottom line, Jay. They don't get it. So they're spouting off about something that they don't understand. I am always impressed with people who, when they do go out as civilians and meet troops in the field and talk with them and come back, they come back with a totally different perspective. Why? Because they understand that these are great American citizens. They're doing an incredibly difficult job under austere conditions, and they're doing it because they love their country. And their country owes them leadership. That's what they don't get. Leadership is not hammering every nation in the world with military power. Okay, that was my soapbox for the day. I get a little fired up about that.
No, but the reason I don't mind you getting fired up, and the reason that I ask the question is because every place you turn, some of the most outspoken people, both in the media and also politicians, are guys that have never served. I mean, they've just
The draft dodger Karl Rove?
Well, he would be an example. I think
Dodger Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, Sean Hannity. I could go down the list of people who beat their chests the most, and when you look and see, they just have no military service. So, I mean, where do they get off promoting the idea of sending other people's kids?
Well, here you go,
you know,
Jay.
Off to die, and
here,
they themselves have never made that sacrifice.
We have just upped the age for joining the military.
Yeah, to 42.
So my response to these people is starting to become, how old are you? And if they're under 42, my next recommendation is, let me introduce you to a recruiter. If you're so supportive of the military, if you believe it's so great to send people off to war, then here's the papers. Sign up.
Yeah, I've used that tack, too. I've brought that up, too, about some of these people who should stop talking, and they should join. I totally 100% agree with that. Let me ask you a couple other questions. How are you? Every campaign, I ask every candidate who comes on here, how are you doing campaign cash wise?
Well, you never have enough money for a campaign, and I would certainly never hazard to say that my campaign manager would immediately hurt me. But we're doing better than any Democrat has ever done in this district. We've been hanging with the Republicans. But, you know, we're in the end game now, Jay. It's 68 days to go, and I've got to put a big push on to get on TV, and I'm going to need a lot of money to do that. Now, we can get into philosophical debates about how campaigning should or could be done in this country, but that's the bottom line, and that's the reality. And every Democrat I talk to, I tell them that. You know, I support you, Jay. Good. Send some money, because that's how we're going to take this seat. And we have an incredible opportunity here with a candidate that's so far to the right, he's scaring members of his own party. He he won't debate me, although he finally did last night send an email saying, after we'd embarrassed the heck out of him on another talk radio show, that he would be willing to debate me on the air. Okay, fine. I'll debate him live or virtual. I don't care. But it can't just be people like you who are willing to give me a few minutes to talk about the campaign. It has to be taking it to the airwaves to get the message out to let people know that Jay Fawcett is a real alternative this time in a district that has voted Republican for the last 20 years.
Fair enough. Give your website.
Fawcett4Congress.com.
All right. If people want to, in the Springs or in the surrounding area, want to donate time to your campaign, where do they call?
All the information's on the website. You can come in through there. The campaign phone number is 719-510-8201 if you want to just call direct.
All right. Well, if you and Mr. Lamborn want to put it together, I'd love to host that thing.
Hey, we've had people calling because the day after the primary, we immediately went out with a press release that was published in a number of newspapers with specific dates and forums of people who were willing to host debates. And we've been out there ever since with people calling saying, hey, we'd like to host one too. Absolutely. You know, Bob Martinez was down here the day after the primary for Solidarity Day, as he calls it. And he was, in my opinion, shooting his mouth off about how Republicans stand up to issues and Democrats run from them. Okay, Bob, where's your boy? Where's Doug? I'm going to debate him. And, you know, when we call him, he says, if he answers us at all, he says, well, you know, we'll... His mouthpiece, Hoteling, says, well, we'll get back to you about that. We want to have two debates, and we'll let you know when we can schedule them. I'm ready. Let's go.
Yeah, you're running out of time here for this.
Well, sure, because he doesn't want to debate me. Because he knows he's gonna give the same answers he's given in the forums, and he's not going to be able to have any sort of intelligent discourse on this.
Well, I think, you know, I'm with you. I mean, I think he ought to debate you, and I'd love to host it, MC it, be a part of it. We'd love to host it. You know, I'm saying right now on the air, Mr. Lamborn, come on, you know, face your constituents and the people who you hope are your constituents, I should say, and face the public and get out there and debate Jay Fawcett. Jay, thank you so much for your time. Really do appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, it's great talking with you, Jay. Have a good one.
All right, take care, my man.
Go, Angie, go.
You got it. See you later.
Bye.
All right, there's Jay Fawcett. If you want to help him out, it's FawcettForCongress.com, and he needs money to get on and wage an air war, so get over there. 8:49, it's 49 minutes past the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, let's go to open phones. 303-713-7600, we'll do it now in the 9 to 10 o'clock hour. You want to talk about Iraq? Fine. You want to get into Thong Hits for Jesus? We can do that as well. You want to get into day laborers in Aurora? We can do that as well. There's also a story out in the news about how television, both cable and also regular TV, has had a bummer of a summer season. And if you want to talk about that and, you know, what you're watching and why you're maybe watching less television, we can talk about that. And also, there's something else on the wire. Iran's president wants to debate George W. Bush. Turk and I were debating all morning about whether we should talk about this on the air. Do you think they should debate, which obviously Bush is not going to do, and who do you think would win? I'm not even going to say what I think.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
Well, it's back to school time again. And right now you can get Comcast high-speed internet
for just $29.99 a month for 3 months. All you have to do is call 1-888-Comcast.
It's like a totally super fast internet connection, so you don't have to wait for stuff to download, even if it's one of those big, huge, honking files. And because it's so fast, it's really kind of an awesome tool for any student,
because it can help with everything from homework to science projects to research papers.
All in the blink of an eye.
So call 1-888-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $29.99 a month for 3 months. And you'll quickly see that the stuff that seemed to take forever now happens in an instant.
Offer ends December 21, 2006. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. After promotion, regular charges apply. Equipment, taxes, franchise, and installation fees extra. Offer varies for non-Comcast video customers. Call for full details.
Report revealing some of this fascinating information. Call 1-800-700-3481. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-3481. That's 1-800-700-3481.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-400-8796. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-400-8796. For your free tape, call 1-800-400-8796. 1-800-400-8796.
Today in the United States, there are more than 8,000 mutual fund managers, and most produce investment results that are below average. This means millions of people, perhaps even you, are paying for poor performance. It doesn't have to be this way. Hi, I'm Dan Kiley, Chairman of the Retirement Corporation of America. We've identified 15 top managers who pass our rigorous screening process, achieving outstanding results year after year in both up and down markets. We call this select group our Money Masters. Learn just how easy it is to start your very own Money Masters portfolio. Low management fees, no minimum account balance, no loads, no commissions, no transaction fees, and no exit penalties. So log on to MoneyMastersDirect.com for your free financial freedom plan. And we'll also include our special report, The Top 10 Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. Go to MoneyMastersDirect.com. That's MoneyMastersDirect.com. MoneyMastersDirect.com.
Don't be tricked into spending up to $600 on so-called arch packages for your shoes. FootFX at 120th and Sheridan has the same quality arch support sold at other stores with no arch supports that cost over $129. Visit before this Friday, and FootFX will take an extra 20% off any in-stock shoes or accessories. FootFX, 120th and Sheridan, next to Chipotle at 1-866-886-FOOT, and feel the effects with FootFX.
First Choice Construction in Arvada reminds drivers, when you take to the road during this back-to-school season and throughout the school year, remember to take along the three C's of safe driving. That's caution, courtesy, and above all, a little common sense. This special safety reminder is courtesy of First Choice Construction. They serve the area with top-quality work and dependability. Call them at 420-0728. That's 420-0728. First Choice Construction in Arvada.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:55, 5 minutes away from 9 o'clock, high today 89. Mostly sunny, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones, anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. And I have long wondered why it is that people who just seem to be so pro, like, go after everybody, like, go get them, pro-war, but, and I'm not saying there's not times where, you shouldn't use the military. There are times when you should use the military, but you should always try diplomacy first. But why they're so, like, let's get everybody, and then, like, they've never served? Don't you think that would bother their conscience? Let's go to George in Inglewood. George, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
I thought I'd relay some experiences I had talking to right-wing radio. I called up about the College Republicans. You know, there's a group called College Republicans.
Right.
And they've done things like those affirmative action bake sales.
Right.
And I was going to call up, for example, I was going to call up Bill Bennett's show. and tell them that maybe these college Republicans, instead of doing stuff like that, should go down to the recruiter's office. And they wouldn't let me on, thinking I was being too sarcastic.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's no excuse me. It's no secret that the right-wing shows screen heavily, and this has become a trend that has been going on now for probably the last 4, 5, 6 years, maybe longer. When I first started in talk radio, when you had a situation where you had some conservatives on the air, you had some liberals on the air, and it used to be very, 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 very combative talk radio, you used to take on all comers. I mean, yeah,
well,
you'd have large, you know, loud arguments on the air, but it didn't make any difference what their viewpoint was. You took them.
I've called into a few of these national people, and I can't say that's always true of Michael Medved has usually taken my call, and Hugh Hewitt has. But, of course, on that, you know the radio station I'm talking about, none of those guys have served. They're big pro-war.
Right.
None of them have served.
You ever ask them about that?
Well, yeah, I've tried to embarrass them, but you know they don't embarrass. It's like they have a boyish enthusiasm for it, and I think when you were talking to Jay Fawcett, he had it exactly right. They've never been in it, so they don't understand it. It's still sort of a boyhood vicarious thrill that they get. Especially some people like Hugh Hewitt. It's very strange.
Wouldn't you be embarrassed? Embarrassed isn't the right word. Wouldn't you be shamed? Well, wouldn't it bother your conscience though if you had like. You know, it kind of reminds me.
I don't think they work that way.
Well, it reminds me of that ad. I love these ads. You seen the Holiday Inn ads where the guy says, "Oh, you know, are you a rodeo clown?" He's no, but I stay one night at a Holiday Inn. I mean, it's like, well, I mean, what are you? How can you promote that people do this? And you've never done it yourself.
Even when I've mentioned it locally to Rosen, who was, I guess, in the military in Europe, and Caldera,
they said
it was silly.
All right, hang on one second. Can you hang through the news?
Oh, are you still going on?
Yeah, can you wait?
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKCN, 410 Denver Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Floridians aren't complaining as Ernesto runs out of steam. We're live in Orlando this morning with CBS News correspondent Peter King.
Ernesto is weakened so much the National Hurricane Center has just downgraded it from a tropical storm to a tropical depression. It's centered in southwest Florida, rain falling in south and central Florida. Forecaster Mark McInerney says it will turn more north than northeast and out to sea.
And then will affect the Carolinas as a tropical storm once again, because it'll be over water again and it'll increase in intensity once again to a tropical storm level.
North Carolina Governor Mike Easley has just told residents there to be prepared. Meantime, Category 4 Hurricane John closes in on western Mexico. CBS's Adrian Bard is in Mexico City.
Cruise lines have started to cancel trips to Mexican resorts as the hurricane is getting stronger and now appears to threaten almost the entire Pacific coast. The alert includes Acapulco, Manzanillo, and Puerto Vallarta. Hotels remain open, but Mexican authorities are warning of flooding and mudslides along the coast.
Well, it begins today, and it could have life or death consequences. A pretrial hearing in the case of a Navy corpsman and seven Marines charged with murdering an Iraqi civilian west of Baghdad in April. CBS News military analyst Mike Lyon says these hearings will be the first time the case has been examined in public.
They'll be used to determine the incidents that happened, the evidence that's available, and whether or not to proceed to a formal court-martial.
Prosecutors say the victim was deliberately dragged from his home and murdered. The defense says their clients are not guilty. They're questioning the credibility of the Iraqis who reported the incident. A series of mistakes appears to be at the heart of Sunday's deadly Comair jet crash in Lexington, Kentucky. The airport's tower, which should have had two controllers on duty, had only one. And he turned his back on the field as the plane turned onto the wrong runway, crashing seconds later. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr.
The airport is going to have to explain, the manager of the tower there is going to have to explain why he staffed it with one person. How did he interpret the FAA guidelines?
The former FAA official Mary Schiavo says the system is in trouble.
We have had a problem with controller mistakes being on the rise in this country for some time, and it's because of controller overwork.
All but one of the 50 people aboard the plane was killed. Over the past decade, there have been any number of public service campaigns aimed at getting people to kick the cigarette habit. At the same time, says a Massachusetts Health Department study, the potency of smokes has grown, a 10% increase in nicotine levels from 1998 to 2004. Matt Myers, the head of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, says that doesn't help people who want to become ex-smokers.
Increased levels of nicotine in cigarette smoke make it more difficult for the average smoker to quit.
And checking on Wall Street's progress at this hour, right now the Dow is up 17 points, the NASDAQ is ahead 9, the S&P 500 up a single point. This is CBS News.
Please choose your soulmate from one of the 3 million photographs below. Click on Blonde to view any of the 324,000 blondes in our archives. Click on Warbler to view candidates with beautiful singing voices.
Dating sites make you search and search and search for a match. But at eHarmony.com, we do the searching for you by matching you with other singles who share compatibility over 29 proven dimensions crucial for a great relationship. I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, the founder of eHarmony, and I'd like you to hear what some real eHarmony users have to say.
With other online services, I kind of felt like I had to market myself. And with eHarmony, I could just be myself.
You know, I don't have to feel the pressure to go out and search for people.
At eHarmony, you're matched only with those singles who meet your highest levels of compatibility. Visit eHarmony today and start the ball rolling with your $50 compatibility profile, yours free when you visit eHarmony today.
This hour brought to you by McStain Homes.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Defending her decision, Boulder County DA Mary Lacey says she was right to bring John Carr back from Thailand to be investigated for the murder of JonBenet Ramsey. No match on the DNA, so no charges, though.
There is no physical evidence in this case that it has not been in the public domain.
In other news, the U.S. Senate Budget Committee set to hold a field hearing on illegal immigration in Aurora this afternoon. The meeting called by Colorado Senator Wayne Allard. He says it's going to help lawmakers understand the budget implications of the different immigration reform proposals. The agency that oversees the Northwest Denver toll linking suburbs there to DIA, considering leasing it to an unnamed private operator. Northwest Parkway Public Highway Authority says the operation is not in financial trouble despite its lagging traffic and income. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk news update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We're starting to wrap up the morning rush. We're still heavy C-470 through Highlands Ranch. Southbound 25 seeing a lot of traffic through the tech center. Much better, however, on the Boulder Turnpike. The wreck is gone. We're still busy eastbound at Federal, westbound Sheridan to Church Ranch, and we're still crammed southbound 25, 104th to 84th, and into downtown at Spear. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000, and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
We're talking about the subject of those who are in the media, and even, George, those people who are not in the media, who promote the idea of, like, going to Iraq or going to war or, you know, going after Iran. And then you ask them, like, well, have you ever served in the services, the armed services? And they say no. And you were talking about your experience of calling right-wing talk show hosts. And the point I was trying to make to you before we go to before we went to the news, don't you think that that would bother their conscience?
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be like, I mean,
I was saying they don't work that way.
You don't think, I mean, come on, you think that like Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh or any of those people, I mean, you think they're amoral?
I don't understand, I can't relate to them. I don't think they think that way. I just, they don't have shame, they don't have a conscience, I just don't see it that way. You know, let me relate that story one more time. I was going to call into Bill Bennett's show.
Right.
And talk about college Republicans who used to do things like affirmative action bake sales. And they even did it during the war. They did one at CU, I believe, after the war had begun in Iraq. And I was thinking one thing you could do is maybe go when they're having one of these affirmative action bake sales, which is supposed to humiliate minorities because of the affirmative action they get going into college. I thought it might be a good idea to have a sign that said that gave them directions down to the local recruiter's office. Why are you doing this when you could be fighting for our country and come back a hero? You know, but why are there any college Republicans right now going to school? Why aren't they all down at the recruiter's office and joining up? And because they're now calling older, they're now recalling old guys, right?
Yeah. And they've also raised.
People have already been there.
Yeah, they've also raised recruiting age now to 42.
Yeah, now they're all tired, and I'm over 50. And I apologize. I knew that you went up to 10. I knew you go up to Frank, and I was confused.
That's all right.
But get some. I don't really like the idea of 17-year-olds joining. But if you're over 20, and you're a college Republican, get down to the recruiter's office. Don't bring back these guys who have already been there. Don't bring in these old guys. Just you're ready to go, and I'll tell you what, they haven't had any of these bake sales for quite a while, and I think they're afraid of people like me maybe showing up and humiliating them that way.
Well, they had the incident at some college here in Colorado. I can't remember now, but I had the guy on with the Colorado Stonewall Democrats. I think it was yesterday I had him on, where they were marrying goldfish. I mean, those people were standing around trying to make a statement about...
Now, who are these people?
Well, you know, well, how come they're... You know, I mean, I think you bring up a valid point. I mean, maybe what we need to do is, maybe every time that they have one of these gatherings, maybe what we need to do is go find some recruiter to come with us.
Now, these are pro-war conservatives who are...
Yeah, and...
waging the culture war here.
Yeah, and...
Rather than waging a real war, putting their lives at risk for the country that they love so much over in Iraq...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe we should get a recruiter to go out there and hand them out to, you know, or maybe we should go out to the recruiting office and you know, ask for handout literature and show up at these events and hand out literature to them and say, hey, listen, why don't you go join up?
But I know I know it bugs them a little bit because I told you I called in a couple of local shows, Caldera and Rosen, and they say this is a silly point.
Why is that? You know what? I don't get that. Why is that a silly point?
Because it's humiliating to them, and they have a little bit of a conscience. They're not, you know, somebody like Rosen might. Sean Hannity, Hugh Hewitt, those guys are too strange, and Bill Bennett's a nut. But they sure do love war, and like I was saying before the break, I think these guys, and there's that other station, those two other stations, down below you and way up above you, and none of those guys. There's a guy named Savage.
Oh yeah, Michael Wiener's his real name.
Wiener is his name, right? Now, so
Jewish and he hides it, I think.
He gets this new name, Savage, right? No war experience, right? He loves war. Got to kill all the Arabs. No war experience. But he loves that name, Savage.
Well, see, I've raised this before. This bugs me. I got to bring this up to you. And it's open, folks. People can call it anything they want to, but we're having... But you know what? You and I just happen to be on the same... in tune to the same page here for a second, so that's why I'm spending all this time. But
I thought Jay Fawcett answered very well. When you said this, he answered very well. These guys... What did he say? They haven't had the mud on their boots?
No. Or eating the MREs.
Yeah, right.
But you know what gets me is that if you look at what's going on, and I don't listen to these radio stations. I mean, I just can't, you know, I can't deal with it. I mean, because
I do it for a living. Why would
you
want to do
it? I used to work in that environment, and you know, they make all of these insane, ridiculous, ludicrous, out there, hateful statements, and they do it, and they have absolutely no shame behind making these comments, and it's almost as if they're proud of themselves for making outrageous, irrational statements.
Well, you know, these are the kind of guys. Everybody you're talking about. We're not just talking about talk radio. We're talking about Cheney. Cheney's one of the worst. I had other priorities in the '60s, Cheney.
Yeah.
But he turned out to be Secretary of Defense under the first Bush. Right.
Yeah.
That's when he actually said it. I had other priorities in the '60s. This guy's always been in government, or he's used government to get rich through Halliburton. But you know, these guys are the kind of people that can dish it out but can't take it. Really?
You know, it's just weird. I mean, it's just weird that, and I'm not only talking about the war in Iraq. I'm talking about everything. They make all these just irrational, out there, you know, inflammatory statements, and I know all about doing that kind of radio because I used to do it, and you know, it's...
Let me ask you about an inflammatory word, and it's very interesting because I want to bring up a guy who used to write for National Review, and it's this new word, and Bush hasn't exactly used it this way, but he did say Islamo-fascist.
Oh, yeah, right.
Now, this fascism, this word is very confusing to me. There's, I guess, some kind of technical definition, but the definition we normally think of is these people are dictators and nasty. And if anybody can type in, there's a guy who used to write for National Review, which is very conservative. His name is Joseph Sobran, S-O-B-R-A-N. And he wrote about this word a couple of years ago. And so you can just type, if you have a computer, you can just type in Sobran and Islamofascism, and you'll get that link. And it's an interesting article. And he says it's a semantic word used to confuse. His article is called Words in Wartime, and it's really quite interesting because how they use words like that. Somebody came up with it. I don't think it was Savage. He likes to claim that he did, but
he didn't come up with it. It's been used by people in the GOP for a couple of months now.
I think in some article I read it might have been somebody from Washington Times, but I'm not sure. I don't know for sure, It's these emotional words that they love. They love this, like I said, and like I said before, it's almost like they've gone back to their childhood. I used to play Army when I was a kid. I used to build World War II airplane models.
Well, right.
And I loved it until maybe I was 10 or 12. I don't remember exactly. But I outgrew it. These guys, Bill Bennett, all those people on those other radio stations, they've never outgrown it. I don't get it.
I don't either, man. You know what? Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I sit back day after day and know this stuff goes on, get confronted with it in email by people who stumble on this radio station, are simply outraged. I mean outraged over what's being discussed here, whether it's me or somebody else. And I don't consider myself to be that out of the mainstream. I consider myself to be a mainstream FDR Democrat. But they'll send me, I mean, they'll have no discussion of the issue at hand. What they'll do is they'll just send an email that's packed with all kinds of inflammatory statements, and that passes for dialogue. And you know damn well what they're doing is they're parroting what they hear on right-wing radio stations.
Well, that's the worst thing about the radio. In fact, I applaud Michael Medved for actually wanting to get people who disagree with him. He even has an hour that people disagree with him. And the thing is, when I call these stations, I like to have some facts. I've been researching Jimmy Carter. For example, I've been researching Jimmy Carter's presidency, and there's a lot of misinformation.
Oh, yeah,
about
absolutely.
Him. For example, people think he cut the military. There was never a military budget, even for inflation, that went down during his
administration.
And it
very
went
true.
Way up.
That's very true.
During his last year. He deregulated. They think that Reagan is the one who deregulated things like the economy. No. He had Alfred Kahn deregulate airlines.
That's
he
right.
He deregulated trucking and then railroads. Also savings and loan. He began that, although Reagan then went overboard later on with the savings and loan. There's a lot of and they blame Carter for Iran. And the fact is, he supported the Shah. He went and visited the Shah a year before he was deposed, saying he was an island, that Iran was an island of stability. But I just presented facts to you. This is not what you normally get on talk radio.
No,
I just presented history and facts. But it's just usually when people call in to talk radio, it's just their opinion or this guy's that. Like you're saying, it's just an emotional blathering.
Well, the hosts, these guys spot off all kinds of stuff, and then if you go back and you do what like Media Matters does and you start researching what they've said, then it turns out that nothing they've said is based in fact. I mean, Limbaugh was on the air yesterday. I read this. I didn't hear it, but Limbaugh was on the air yesterday saying about how it's the United States government's fault, and it's taxpayers' fault. I'm paraphrasing here.
That's another thing, supply
that,
side.
Yeah, that fat people, you know, that poor people are fat, that they're obese because, and he started getting into all of this, and, you know, you go look at it, and it's just, I mean, it's not.
Well, they have their own machine. Well, like
yeah, they do
David
have their
Brock
own machine.
Says, the right-wing noise
yeah,
machine.
Yeah, but they just.
I haven't read the book, but I know that they twist things, they distort, and they outright lie.
And they just, but they live in this fantasy world, and it's like, really, I don't know, man.
Talk radio has a potential, a great potential, but it's not being used. It's actually sort of a negative thing because of what you're talking about, but it has such a great potential.
You know what?
Unfortunately, people aren't being honest, and they're trying to use it in a bad way.
You know what? This medium used to be fun. This medium used to be highly entertaining. This medium used to be filled with people who of varying political opinions, who did varying things on the air. Now we're very political. We're partisan. We're there's rules of engagement. There's all kinds.
But I'll tell you one thing. I do think Air America has good people that do present better facts, more knowledge, and yet the right wingers who think that you're dumb. If you're a liberal, you're just dumb. You don't know anything and you're stupid. But and I'm not really liberal. I'm more sort of left libertarian, but. So I wouldn't say I'm exactly an FDR. I'm not a Democrat anyway, but I wouldn't be FDR. In fact, the funny thing is these days, Republicans seem to love the old Democrats that I think are the worst, like Scoop Jackson. He's big government all across.
Well,
the board.
They're rallying around those people because
the war.
Because of the war, and also right. because they think that it's going to bring them something.
Well, they were cold warriors. They loved
right.
Truman because
that's right.
the Truman Doctrine,
right.
Kennedy,
right.
And all this. But so they love them for their aggressive foreign policy, which of course I'm against, and yet they don't seem to complain about them for their big government
well,
domestic
because,
policy.
Because they only take what they want and they reach and they resurrect those names, hoping that what they're going to do is they're going to get these crossover Democrats and they're going to get them involved.
They want Democrats to return to very aggressive foreign policy, which I think has been proven wrong over the last century.
I think it has definitely gone wrong. You know what? I'll leave it. I've never spent this much time with any caller. I'll leave this final thought to you. Yeah, this station pretty much does have its facts, and that's because the listeners have their facts, and that's because they demand facts. But we have talk show hosts on this station, I'm not naming names, who spread conspiracy theories that are unfounded and who fuel the fire of all this kind of stuff.
Well, name some names.
What
do you mean? Like 9/11?
Yeah, and some other things. And it's just not appropriate for me to get into it. But
sometime I'll talk to you about how this notion that reducing taxes will raise revenues, tax revenues.
Well, you know
nonsense.
What?
It's nonsense.
Just send me an email. Send me an email off the air, and then if I got time, we'll get into it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, George. Great call. I haven't spent that much time with a caller in a long time. I once worked with a guy who would spend like 20 or 30 minutes with a caller if he thought he was good. I generally don't do that, but, you know, I think George has those people on the right down pretty well, and I'm as confounded by how they act as he is, and with all this extremist rhetoric. And you know what? I used to engage in that kind of rhetoric, but I used to do it from the left. And I would do things just, to be outrageous. You don't cure me of that, the Columbine shootings.
In the universe of guitar players, everywhere you go, his footprints are already there. Jeff Beck, stomping on new ground. The fierce guitar of Jeff Beck, live. September 21st at the Lecture Hall at the Colorado Convention Center. Jeff Beck.
Y'all hear what Mama said.
Technical mastery. Legendary performances. Jeff Beck. September 21st. Lecture Hall at the Colorado Convention Center. For all the news, check out jeffbeck.com. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at all Ticketmaster outlets, 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Jeff Beck, part of the Coors Light Live concert series produced by House of Blues Concerts.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 925, 25 minutes after 9. High today, 89, mostly sunny. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. Open phones. Hey, let's go to Leslie Weiss, who is one of the Denver Three. We haven't heard from her in a long time. Leslie, good morning and hi. How are you?
Hi, Jay. Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Tell me what's going on these days.
Well, I'm talking today about a group called Save the Internet Coalition,
mm-hmm.
SaveTheInternet.com. It's a website you can go to. There's going to be a petition delivery event today at Senator Salazar's office to tell him that we want to maintain net internet neutrality. Are you familiar with net neutrality, Jay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's the rule that's been in place since the internet was created that says that internet service providers can't discriminate between websites, but the telephone and cable companies have been spending millions of dollars lobbying Congress because they want to permanently eliminate net neutrality. They want to put toll booths on the internet so that they can accept money from corporations to speed up their sites. And what that means, Jay, is that the companies such as small businesses, not-for-profits, or just individuals who don't pay money are going to get put at the bottom of the queue, and their websites aren't going to be as accessible to consumers as they have been. Up to this point, you know, all information has been fairly neutral, and we're at risk that this is all going to completely change. So a group nationwide has been formed of 750 organizations, mostly not-for-profits, small businesses all throughout the country, and over a million petition signatures have been received, 17,000 right here in Colorado, and we're going to deliver them to Senator Salazar's office at noon today. And we're going to have an event where there are going to be some speakers, representatives of small businesses, ACLU, Common Cause, and we're going to show the senator that, you know, we really care about this issue, and he should vote with his constituents. Not necessarily with big business. Who wants
there are a lot of different people involved in this. The Christian Coalition is in on this, Gun Owners of America, Craig from Craigslist, REM, Moby, Common Cause, as you said, the ACLU, MoveOn.org. I mean, there's a lot of people involved in this, and I'm with you 100% on this. And I can only hope that Ken Salazar, for once in his life, makes the right move and votes the right way. I mean, I have to tell you, I'm not a fan of his, but I hope he does. And good for you going at 12 noon. And can anybody attend this thing?
We really would like for anyone who's interested in this issue, and it really is important to everyone, both consumers and small businesses, to, you know, the Internet's pretty much the only place left where you don't get discriminatory information. You don't get someone who's filtering your information by a large corporation, and you know, it's very important that it stays that way because it's the only avenue left. So anyone who would like to attend and show Senator Salazar that they're in support of maintaining internet neutrality, please show up at noon today at his Denver office, 1500 23rd Street downtown, and participate in the event. We'd love to have you there.
All right, and if people want more information on this, go to SaveTheInternet.com, right?
That's right.
All right, Leslie, good to hear from you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Jay.
Sure. Take care and good luck.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right. Well, she's on the side of the angels, no question about that. Can I squeeze one more in? Let me go to Van in Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Good.
All right. You know, yesterday you had a call from a fella that said he worked for the county DA.
Right.
And he was talking about, the nascent conspiracy theory that the JonBenet leak was made to do something for the Bushes.
And, he wasn't saying that. Other callers were saying it.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I only heard his particular call, but I went and I did a little bit of research yesterday, and, you know, I've been calling you for a while. I'm not a real big conspiracy guy, but it's a hell of a coincidence, the timeline and the chronology of how things went down.
Oh, please. You know what? It's not a coincidence. It happens all the time. I mean, if I had the time to go back and pluck events out over my 34 years of being involved in broadcasting, I could point to plenty of them. Turk and I were talking about it this morning, about how ridiculous it is, the idea that, you know, the government, that the Bush administration engineered the leaking of the JonBenet Ramsey story in order to cover up or to try to get, you know, the bad news of Katrina or something else off the front pages. That's absolutely and completely asinine. I mean, it just, it does not, that's not how the media works. That's not how these how inside sources work. That's not how. And when the White House has done something like this in the past, when they've tried to do something like this in the past, not only under this administration but other administrations, they've been caught every single time.
I know. Well, Jay, the thing is that the DA made the decision to make the arrest on the 15th. Okay, they contacted ICE Homeland Security on the 16th. Within 2 hours, the story had broken. Okay.
Well, so
I'm not. I'm not. And but the leak looks like it came out of the Department of Homeland Security.
Well, it came out of ICE because they're associated with the Department of Homeland Security, and he was being brought over here.
Right.
From Bangkok, but
What benefit? Why would they put the word out so fast?
Let me ask you something, and you answer me honestly. Well, if you answer me dishonestly, that's on your conscience.
Right.
You ever told somebody something you weren't supposed to? You knew you weren't supposed to tell them, but you know what? You ran and told them anyway.
Yeah, but you know what else I've also done, Jay? I have done that, and you know something else that I've also done though is that I've been going along. And I'd had a problem that was in front of me, and then all of a sudden a solution presented itself. And I think that this might have just been one of those times where the solution presented itself and they seized the opportunity.
You know what? Stay on the first point. Stay on the first point. Have you ever gone to somebody and ran to somebody and told them something that you knew you weren't supposed to do it, but you did it anyway because you couldn't sit on the information?
Sure, I've done that.
You know what? I guarantee you that's what happened, because it happens all the time. It goes on all the time.
The other thing happens all the time, too, Jay.
Give me an example of it.
Give you an example of it. All right, I was in a sales deal, all right, and I was trying to...
No, I'm talking about on the part of the government. I'm not talking about solving problems. I'm talking about on the part of the government taking something that they legitimately knew and taking something like that and thinking, because if you go back and look at the front page that day, if you go back and look at the news media that day,
the day of the Judge Taylor,
if you go back and look at it, on some newspapers the JonBenet thing was there, but it wasn't the only story on the front page. There were other stories that were there as well as the Judge Taylor thing. The Judge Taylor thing was on the front page of the New York Times, and the JonBenet story was below the fold. No, I'm sorry. It was above the fold on the first day. Then it shrunk to below the fold, and then it shrunk off the first page. And if you go look at the Washington Post, it was just one of many stories that was there. If you go look at the Los Angeles Times, it was one of many stories that was there. I mean, this idea that there's a segment of this audience, and you know what? It makes me. You know what? I'll tell you what it really makes me want to do. I'm not done yet. It makes me want to. You know what? It makes me want to quit this radio station. The segment of people in this audience who sit here and think that every damn thing down the turn is some kind of conspiracy is ridiculous. It's not even based in fact.
I don't think every damn thing is a conspiracy. I know that if I was in the government and I was running in the White House, I would definitely have a team of guys in media relations looking at news across the country to see how I could turn the news cycle to my advantage. And I'm pretty sure that that's something that the White House does.
Well, of course they do it.
And I'm not saying that, you know, it's a grandiose scheme or anything like that. It's just anybody that accomplishes anything in life, you got something, you seize the opportunity. And I think it's just as likely an explanation for the timing of this as just somebody wanted to gossip.
You know what? I love you, but I just reject it. And I'm going to tell it to you once again. This kind of speculation is, a waste of energy and takes us off the real issues of what's going on, and B, is a total and complete waste of time, and it doesn't make any difference, you know, how much I sit here every single day on the air, and how much I recount 34 years of doing this, plus doing it when I was 13 years old. You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because people see what they want to see, and oh my God, it's a conspiracy, and you know what? It's absolute crap.
You've got to agree, Jay, that the Bush administration does try to manipulate the news
cycle. But not in that way. What they try to do is they try to spin stories to their advantage. They don't, very rarely have they ever been, they've been caught manufacturing fake news, and they got caught doing that. But to say that they've gone and leaked, Turk's right. I mean, you know what? We're not going any farther with this. I mean, I just
can't. No problem. Take it easy, Jay.
I can't do it. I love you, Van. Call me again.
Later.
All right. I just want to go home with this. 9:35 traffic with Gina. You can't believe that the Bush administration, like, okay, Karl Rove sitting around, hey, look at JonBenet Ramsey. Okay, they got this guy in Thailand. I guess I'll leak, you know, hey, we need to get this out so it can push Iraq or Katrina off the front page. When it didn't push it off the front page, people covered it anyway. Or the Judge Anna Taylor Diggs situation, which got covered. I mean, you know, you don't believe that's true, do you?
No.
God,
wow, you're very animated this
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, that irritates the living crap out of me. And I don't care how many emails I get. I don't care how many people email me. And, you know, you should do this. And you should calm down. And, you know, and consider the possibility. You know what? Forget it. Forget it. I've been around enough newsrooms to know. It's a stretch. And it's a waste of energy. Jeez.
Whew.
Is it 10 o'clock yet? All right, what's the traffic like?
Traffic flow back up to speed. I-70 at Pecos, just about everywhere. Effortless through Aurora on 225. Southbound through the DTC was still a little bit busy. Eastbound 6th Avenue out of Lakewood packed. Remember, paving operation going on again today. Quebec at East Alameda. We've got a new one popping up north and southbound Colorado between Hamden and Yale. They're going to close down a lane in both directions, so expect delays there. Weather today, mostly sunny and warmer with a foothill storm and a high of 89. Currently, 65 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Find out how you can get a free iPod Nano for banking with Key. Now that's music to your ears from Key Bank. Visit.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
Foot Effects today. Also, now through Friday, Foot Effects will take an extra 20% off any in-stock shoes or accessories. Foot Effects, 120th and Sheridan, next to Chipotle at 1-866-886-FOOT, and feel the effects with Foot Effects.
You'll never miss another minute of the Jay Marvin Show. That's because every hour is now on AM760.net.
Oh, God, are we back? I don't want to be back. I want to be gone. 9:40, 20 minutes away from 10, AM760, Progressive Talk, Conspiracy Central. I just had a caller call up. I'm not putting this caller on the air, okay? Here's a question. Why are blood donations not tax-deductible? Come on. You know, I'm going to be 54 in 3 weeks. And I was talking to another talk show host here this morning. I don't mind mentioning his name because I love him as a human being. Peter Boyles. Said this about him many times. He and I don't agree on immigration. And there's probably a lot of subjects we don't agree on. But I love him as a human being. Good guy. And he was saying to me, yeah, Jay, but you know what? If we stop doing this, what are we going to do with our lives? And I said, you know what? I don't know. But thank God I'm coming to the tail end of this. Because you know what? I mean, some people are really, and I'm not saying Van, because Van and Boulder's a good guy, and I've talked to him on many mornings on many subjects, and I love him to death. And he wasn't saying it was a conspiracy, but people out there who think that it is, that the JonBenet, I mean, everything is a conspiracy. Everything has got some, you know, hoodoo, voodoo thing to it. You know what? We're not winning friends. We're not winning hearts and minds by espousing that kind of nonsense. We're not getting anywhere, and we've got serious business. It's okay every once in a while. As a matter of fact, it's okay on a morning basis, once an hour or whatever it is, to do some lighthearted topics. And even when I do those, I get people who email me and complain. It's like no sense of humor, no degree of like, you know, let's relax. Can't have that on this station. That equally along with the conspiracy crowd that hangs out here. That's not going to change the United States of America. That's not going to get people engaged in dialogue. That's only going to tell them to go some other place. That's as bad as the people on the other talk stations who engage in all kinds of ridiculous and weird statements. And there are guys on the air who believe all this stuff, you know? It's the Illuminati. And I've been hearing this stuff since I've been, a kid. And it's like, come on. All right, let's go back to the phones. Maya in Superior. Maya, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Even though I'm disgusted, even though I can't wait to go home, I just want to get away from all these people who complain that everything is a freaking conspiracy. I mean, it's like, come on. And I'm not saying Van was saying that, but I'm saying you know there are people out there, and we have talk shows on this station who encourage this kind of stuff, and it's like, come on, you know, get over it already.
Absolutely. I used to do radio. I used to do morning shows, actually, back east.
Well, then you know.
Over a decade ago.
And then you know that this is ridiculous.
They kept us completely off political stuff where I was at. You know, it was got to where before I got out of the industry, they didn't want us to talk too much because there's that chance of getting into all that, and you chase off listeners.
Yeah, and you know, if you've been in broadcasting, you know that this idea about this JonBenet thing coming out as a way to get the Anna Taylor Diggs decision off the front page of the paper is ridiculous.
Absolutely. It's, you know, the conspiracy theory. You want to stay away from it. All I know is I've been really overwhelmed. I was listening to what you're saying just yesterday morning, talking about, you know, how it used to be there's just, you know, you always had the lead it leads. Stations,
right.
Editors, the same thing. All I know is this last couple of weeks, I have been absolutely sick of hearing about Carr on every morning television show. When I'm trying to look and catch the traffic or whatever before I head out the door, it dominated. It was a waste of energy and time.
I agree.
I was very surprised at how much it did lead on the major networks. That was very surprising.
But that's the way the broadcasting business has gone this day and age. Now everybody's into
it. It's not just one or two anymore. It's really spreading, and you take it and you run with it, and infotainment it seems to be the way to go.
Yep, everybody's into it. If it bleeds, it leads.
Something you were talking about earlier that I definitely wanted to get into when you're the Islamofascism phrase. Back in the 10th grade, I had a wonderful teacher named Ms. Parsons who introduced us to George Orwell's 1984. And I just, I have two kids, 16 and 12, and I told my 16-year-old that's on my required reading list for her this year.
Right.
Because the thing that I'm noticing from being, I used to do news, they're using the same phrases that they are accusing the other side of being guilty of. They do this interesting twist and play on language that has become, just gets more and more frustrating to me to where I don't even watch and listen to news very much anymore because it's maddening. Islamofascism is one of those.
Yeah.
Fascism is not an accurate description, as your earlier caller before the break was saying. Fascism doesn't fit that situation. But I started noticing that term coming up more when people are talking about the fascism tendencies of the Republicans and the right-wingers. All of a sudden you start hearing that term being turned around and mirrored on the other side. Things like family values, we don't value the family. Culture of life. All of those interesting little phrases that bring up different images for people, but it's almost like a designed distraction technique.
Yeah, well, it's a selling point, and it's a branding. And what's bad about it is that the average listener, the average voter, doesn't bother to go to the internet and go, okay, you know, I'm going to
even pick up a dictionary and find out what the word means.
Yeah, I'm going to Google this in, and I'm going to see what it actually means, and I'm also going to see what that particular politician, what their votes were like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't do any of that. They just buy it because, you know, it makes sense. And you're right. I mean, those people engage in all kinds of weird, you know, theories. Like, I'll give you one.
Same people the infotainment is designed for.
Yeah.
Not really to educate
yeah.
you.
Exactly.
But to give you just enough of the partial truth to make you feel like you're getting something valid. And then you take that and you run with it in your uneducated frame of mind. And that allows you to rationalize and validate a lot of things that really, if you looked at it with any amount of decorum or common sense, would not even be acceptable.
Exactly. I mean, I'll give you a quick one. Here's one. Guy calls me up and he says, "You're Jewish, right?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "You should be upset over Ned Lamont beating Joseph Lieberman." I go, "Why is that?" "Because you're potentially going to kick out one of the most powerful Jews in the United States government." So he and I get into it, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? It turns out, I mean, to me, it doesn't make any difference what the candidate's religion is, unless they're an authoritarian Christian, such as Marilyn Manson Musgrave. But, it turns out that this guy gets it from Rush Limbaugh, who's on the air
Absolutely.
Making the case that Jews should support Lieberman simply because he's Jewish. When
they
Limbaugh,
completely disregard his political position,
right, exactly.
and his actions.
When Limbaugh has been sitting there for years and years and years, castigating African Americans for supporting Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton simply because they're black.
Exactly, leading me to another point, racism. I'm an African American. I'm in an interracial marriage. I have biracial kids. I don't look at the world strictly in terms of race or color. It doesn't make any sense to. But then you look at it, let's talk about race relations. And then, and out of the other side of their mouth, let's polarize, magnify fear.
Right.
And the differences between people, because that's easier to keep folks in consternation.
Boy, you know something?
Everybody in uproar.
That's really true. You know what? This is the first time I think I've ever talked to you, or maybe the second
second time. We talked about buses and RTD and gas a long
time
ago.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you found us or where you came from, but I'll tell you this much. I wish you'd call this program more often.
If I can get the streaming working so I can listen to you at work, I definitely will be. Had some late days where I get to stay a little late, so I can listen.
You know, I just wish you would call more often. It's a real pleasure to talk to you, and I hope to meet you in person someday. Thank you, Maya.
Have a great day, Jay.
You too. All right. Boy, good to hear a sane voice. 949 and Van of Boulder, once again, I'm not talking about you. I love you, man, so don't take it personally, because I'm not pointing to you. And agree or disagree, you're always welcome to call.
Land Rover in Colorado is on Havana Street in Aurora. For 20 years, Land Rover Denver East on Havana has been selling and servicing the world's best 4x4s. From the original Defender to today's most capable and technologically advanced LR3, Land Rover Denver East continues its tradition of excellence, longevity, and reliability. That's Land Rover. That's Land Rover Denver East. 303-751-1500. That's 303-751-1500. Or Land Rover. DenverEast.com.
Today, let's do motorcycle math. We'll start with subtraction. Just because it's a motorcycle doesn't mean insurance benefits can be subtracted. How about addition? What does one rider and two wheels equal? 2 + 1 = 1. One very valuable life that counts. Motorcycle accidents cause devastating injuries. The sum of the parts should equal fair insurance treatment. How can you get hurt twice in one accident? You can get hurt once by the injury and again on the insurance claim. That's 2 divided by 1. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Motorcycle injuries are multiplied over your lifetime, multiplied in ways mathematicians can't even calculate. Don't suffer a loss on your insurance claim. At Bell & Pollock, we've solved serious motorcycle insurance injury problems for years. If you need help, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock, consumer lawyers with a history and an attitude. Bell & Pollock are the troubleshooter attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
In Denver. Sherry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm sorry you're having such a bad morning.
No, the whole morning's been good, actually, and Van, God bless him, I keep saying it, he's such a good guy, and I know he wasn't saying that there was a conspiracy, but he just opened up that wound from yesterday, and it's like, it's maddening no matter how much you talk about it, and no matter how much you try to relate people to your experience in it. And I've worked all kinds of formats, too. Not only this, but, you know, music-based formats. Stations with heavy news, no news, some news. You know, and I try to tell people about, you know, you try to tell them, like, how it works, and it's like they can't buy it. You know?
Yeah, I understand. you know, there are like 20 things that I want to talk about, and I don't have the time, and you don't have the patience right now. But the thing that
I got the patience. I just may run out of time. Go ahead.
Yeah, the thing is that the difference between the way I feel progressive radio stations, most of the people read a lot. The hosts, their guests, they're well informed. The other side. State tourist or false facts, and they expect people to go along with it, and people do. And they don't question it, they quote it. And it's a completely different mindset in both areas. I came home yesterday, and my husband was home, and I said to him, I told him what had happened in the morning with you. And, the thing I want to say to you is, I don't want you to retire. You're basically very calm. You're well-read. You understand a lot of things. And you listen. And I told him what happened, and he looked at me, and I said, you know, there are a lot of things that we don't know. And I figure that if the Democrats get in and people are changed or better people get in, that we will learn things that we don't know what's going on. And my husband started laughing, and he said, you know something? He said, I don't believe in conspiracy theories on anything, period. And I said, well, he said, there are so many bad things going on that we do know about, and there will be other things we'll find out. And he said, you know something? If someone told me that George Bush's father was Satan, he said, it wouldn't surprise me. He said, so why would people believe all this other garbage? It doesn't matter, period.
I can't answer that. I don't know, other than to tell you that if you look at stuff over history, usually, 9 times out of 10, if there's some plot that's been hatched, somebody comes forward and spills the beans.
That's right. And you know what he said? You know that 9/11, and it kept going on and on and on, and you would, you know, I could hear it in your voice. He said, all right, I'll talk about it. He was in a certain part of the government, in intelligence, and he said, when some report has not come out, it isn't because there's a conspiracy. It's because someone has been inept. And I said, oh, really? And he goes, yeah. And he said, I'll give you that example. And as soon as that happened, the report came out, and it showed that George Bush and Cheney were not deciding if they were going to send up the plane. The planes had already been down. The people were killed. It shows that they were inept.
Yeah, you know what? You're absolutely right. You know what, Sherry? I'm out of time. I hope you'll call me again.
Okay.
Thank you so much for the kind words. I love you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's it for this morning. Back tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. here, AM 760. Progressive Talk. Al Franken is next.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
U.S. Tours. Now you're getting it. A third show has been added. Comedy Central Live presents Carlos Mencia, The Punisher Tour. September 14th, live at the Buell Theater. Carlos Mencia.
My brother, I am so proud of you. The Winter Olympics? We've sent 2 black people to the Winter Olympics. Only 2. And both of those brothers came back with gold. That's right, I said it.